about.
Oh, no. Not this again.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
In June 1995, a small fleet gathers 20 miles offshore from Whitefish Point on Michigan's Upper Peninsula. It is a mission of investigation, resurrection, and completion. The raising of the bell from one of the most mysterious and devastating wrecks in the history of the Great Lakes. The Edmund Fitzgerald.
You take requests?
Sure.
Please stop.
Ah! Ah! No! Ah!
Champ.
Oh, wow. Why am I sticky and naked? Did I miss something fun?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm an entertainer, and I miss my audience.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Somebody stole my mojo.
Roll another one.
I have no idea what either one of us just said.
Just like the other one.
Did anybody see Sarah Palin
coming? This one seems to be about to quit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
We could write a strongly worded letter.
Roll another one.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
Just like the other.
I bet you can't get a boner.
This one seems to be about to end.
Let's get this party started.
I don't have another cent.
Sometimes you don't know what life is like, box of chocolate, right, Dean?
Yeah.
I don't want to guard that joint.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Just pass it around.
ShamWow holds 20 times its weight in liquid.
I don't want to guard that joint, my friend.
Did you see the memo?
And now,
have you ever pooped a balloon?
Our feature presentation.
I can say, let me think, a balloon, no.
Okay.
Well, then
yet.
You haven't lived.
Yeah, right, yeah. I hope to this weekend. That's one of my goals.
Excellent.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. It's a Friday morning.
And we're going to take your phone calls on any topic for Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew coming up in just a minute at 1-800-520-1067. The weird thing is the only time I ever pooped a balloon, I've never told this story before, I hadn't swallowed one that I knew of. So that was like such a surprise to me.
That's odd.
Don't expect to see that. Hey, before we get to your calls, Psycho Mike had something rare and unusual happen to him yesterday. I've heard that this does happen, but I don't know that I've ever known anyone who's experienced it personally. Mike?
Oops, I'm sorry, Mike.
No problem. I was driving yesterday in the middle of the afternoon, minding my own business, doing what you do when you drive, which is
text. Look
at porn on your iPhone.
Okay.
And I'm at a stoplight looking at porn on my iPhone, and a moto cop pulls up right next to me. And I'm like totally into what I'm texting and looking at and reading on the internet.
And he can see in your...
He's 14 inches from my window.
Right.
I mean, he's parked next to me essentially at this stoplight.
Right.
So he's basically bogarting your porn then, right?
Yes. So I'm... And I look over to my right and I'm like, oh, that's bad. Because he's staring right at me and does the roll down the window motion.
Nah.
I do. I was like, you want me to pull over, don't you? And he said, yes, please. So light turns green, I pull over, and he wrote me this ticket for a... illegal use of hands-free device.
Really?
Yes. Is that the first one ever written?
The only one I've ever heard of in the history of the world.
Illegal use of handheld device.
So I thought you got it for talking on your phone. No.
No, no.
You essentially got the texting ticket.
Yeah. I never talk on my cell phone, even when I'm not driving. I just don't talk to people.
But he never stops texting when he's driving.
No, he texts.
I wasn't texting, though.
Was this for texting?
No.
Did he think you were texting?
I said, hey, I wasn't texting or anything. And he said, it's illegal to at all receive, give out, or read any messages from a hands-free device while you're operating a motor vehicle in the state of California. And I said, I did not know that, so write me my ticket. I'm sorry.
Not that you won't do it again.
Of course not.
No.
Mike, so you knew that texting was illegal, but you thought that surfing the internet on your phone would be legal?
I was trying. I said, officer, I was using Google Maps. I'm lost.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
No, not good one. I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
No, that's, I mean, that at least is not a guy who's, I mean, that's not a guy who's just surfing porn, which would have been way worse, I think. I mean, that's a lot more irresponsible.
What you should have said is, do you want to see what I was looking at?
I should have. I was at ClevelandSteamer.com. It was great. But I thought that I'd go with that and it would be a good excuse. And he let me go. And he said, that's great. I understand you doing that. But it has to be fastened to your dash for it to be legal. You cannot use any handheld device while you're operating a motor vehicle. I'm very sorry, sir.
How about that?
He was cool cop and all, but this is an anomaly. I'm actually holding the ticket, the hands-free device ticket.
Yeah.
You sure wadded that up.
You did wad that up. I don't know what happened to it, but it looks like you've pooped it out as well.
It's so interesting that Mike would bring this up today because I just read an article this morning about how the huge percentage of people who text while driving now, and how that's a very difficult ticket for cops to write because most of the time, as Kevin surmised at the beginning of the story, they can't see it because it's below the level of the window, right?
Your lap or whatever.
California Highway Patrol, by the way, since summer of last year, wrote 163,000 tickets to drivers talking on their cell phones.
Wow.
But since the texting law went into effect January of 2009, they've written only 1,400 texting citations. Yeah. So, Mike, you are in very select company.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be dumb to get that, right?
Why?
I mean, you have to be holding your phone up high or something. Unlucky, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the deal was that the moto cop, he was probably hidden in a place where I couldn't see him. I had no idea he was there until he was right up on my window. So.
Yeah, that's always embarrassing.
You know, what are you going to do?
Now, let me ask you this, and then we will, I promise, go right to your calls because it looks like we got some good ones today. Cleo, who's gotten 30 tickets this year, has she gotten one of these texting tickets? Because it seems like she's gotten one of each. She's collecting the whole set.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think she sticks to mostly speeding and reckless driving.
She's just
it's moving violations.
And
for
it's
her.
Not because she's using a hands-free device. It's just because she's bad.
Kevin, she set her cruise control at 80. She's trying.
She is doing her best. All right, let's take your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
I read the first review of Avatar yesterday online. It world premiered in London, I guess, yesterday. And the first review was as good as or better than what you've heard.
How about that?
Really?
I know, because it does seem like it's been hyped up for years. But they say amazing, amazing, amazing. Wow. And you'll get a chance to see it before I will, because you get a four-pack of passes to the advanced screening of Avatar December 17th at the Bridge Cinema Deluxe. It is in theaters, of course, the next day from director James Cameron.
All right, let's talk to Joey, who I believe we spoke with yesterday. Hi, Joey.
Hey, what did you do, Matthews?
Now, Joey was up for, I don't know, three days yesterday. He's the guy that picks up dead bodies.
Yes.
Yep, and I got some sleep like you guys said I should. Yeah, doctor's orders. And I'm back on another call.
Yes. Back up and at it.
They just keep dying, don't they, Joey?
They keep on dying. They don't stop. It's good for me, though. Why not?
Yeah, wow.
What do you know ahead of time what you're going to be walking into, or do you just know here's an address where you have to work?
They give me an address.
Mm.
Wow, so you don't know if it's a 90-year-old guy who hasn't left his room in 40 years, or if it's a hot, still warm 23-year-old chick.
I have yet to have a hot 23-year-old chick.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You missed the two words that were creepy from Bean, which is still warm.
What? I'm just saying.
Still and warm. Yeah. Those are the words.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Desperate times. All right, good. Glad to hear you got some sleep, man. We're going to hang out because you got your prize yesterday, but have a great weekend, okay?
All right, man. Bye.
Bye, Jerry.
See you later.
All right, let's go to Dustin. Hi, Dustin.
Hey.
Hey, what'd it do?
All right, so like for the past, since Thanksgiving basically, I have been worked till 4 in the morning every night at my job at a friggin' toy store.
So you haven't had a single day off since then?
Well, I mean, I've had a couple of days off, like, here and there, because, like, they can't work me 7 days straight. But, like, I've been trying to win tickets, but because I fall asleep at 4:30, and then I wake up, like, at 3, and then I have to go back to work,
yeah.
I haven't even been able to. It's ridiculous. And so then today I figured I'd stay up another, like, hour and just talk to you guys.
All right. Here's what I'm going to say, and I don't know if it's going to help. I feel your pain. Your job sucks. You're working a lot of hours. A, it'll be over soon. And B, I bet you know a lot of people who don't have a job at all.
Yeah, they don't.
Wow.
It's nice having a job, but then, like, I don't get to do nothing because they're out spending other people's money, and then I'm stuck in a toy store till friggin' 4 in the morning.
What just happened? Bean just
what?
Gave
what do
some,
you mean?
Bean just cheered someone up and
well,
gave some
tried.
Positive
it didn't work.
Feedback. No, it didn't work, but it was an effort. I'm impressed by the effort.
Let's try Jimmy. He's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show, calling What It Do, Nephew. Hey, Jim,
hey,
what's up?
How's it going, guys?
Hi there.
Morning.
Hey, so last night I'm playing in my softball game, right? And my buddy's up to bat, and he hits this towering fly ball, and he just nails the stadium light.
Right.
And so everybody starts laughing, like, oh, nice shot, haha. And they're talking about, hey, what's that movie that they did that in? And they're trying to figure out the name of this movie, and someone goes, oh, it's The Natural. And I turn to him, and I blurt out, Randy Couture. And everybody kind of just stares at me with this dumbfounded look on their face. And there was this awkward silence. And I immediately thought of yesterday's show. And I shouted out, you know what, guys? I take that back.
Would you like to take that back?
Did you hear that in your head?
What's that?
Did you hear that song in your head? Would you like to take that back? Yeah.
Yeah.
You actually took it back?
Yep. I don't think they knew what I was talking about.
No, I mean.
I was laughing. I said, you know what, guys? I take that back.
At that point, it just distracts them so they'll stop trying to figure out what on earth you're speaking of.
Yeah.
It would be, you know what? I'm actually glad you called, Jimmy, because it would be nice if that became a movement in this country where people didn't let the stinker just hang out there to infect everybody. If they actually manned up and said, all right, I'm going to take responsibility for that. I said it, and I'm going to take it back so you don't have to live with it.
It was almost like I had a second chance.
Yeah,
yep.
I like
exactly.
It.
Well done.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Can't unhear it, unfortunately, but at least, you know, we know you are apologetic. It softens the pain a little bit. All right, do we have time to... Well, we got to talk to Alex real quick, I guess.
Yeah. Hi, Alex.
What it do, nephew? What up, Kelly?
What it do?
What it do?
Oh, my God. Yesterday, I actually had my very first special brownie, and it was amazing.
Okay. What? How come... why yesterday?
Why yesterday? Because my cousin came from San Francisco, and out of Northern, she brought, you know, some stuff, and also brownies. I have never tried them at all.
Right.
So, you know what? I'm going to eat some. And I ate it, and took maybe an hour to
bake. Right.
And I was just stoned out of my mind. I was laughing at the little ass thing, and I was watching Heroes and all that blood, and it was just making me laugh.
Yeah, everything was making you laugh.
So it was fun?
Yeah, Lisa had the opposite experience with a brownie and thought she was going to die.
Not really fun.
It hadn't hit her yet. It was about an hour, and she said, I don't think there was any. I said, have some more. And she did, and that was maybe
and
a mistake.
And then that was that.
Lisa. And she's curled up in a parking lot under a truck.
Let me guarantee you, that was fun. It was fun for all of us.
It was, yeah.
Not for you.
It wasn't fun for Alex.
Not Alex, but the rest of us, yeah.
Thanks for the call. I wonder if Alex knows the guys that called the Afro line yesterday.
Smoking weed, smoke. We're smoking weed.
Wow, that's a good thing he told us. Yeah, we wouldn't have known.
We have time for Dwan before we break.
We always have time for Dwan. Yes. Hi, Dwan.
Good morning, Kevin Bean. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dwan.
How are
What's
you, man?
Up, Dwan?
Yeah. I emailed you guys yesterday about this great 90210 episode this past Tuesday.
Right.
I think
you
Liam
sure did.
And Naomi are back together at the end.
Oh, and that makes you happy, right?
Yep. And Naomi find out the truth that he sleep with Naomi's sister.
Right.
Yeah, you've been waiting for that to happen. So was it was a good episode.
They're going to show some more new episodes in January.
How many times did you watch that particular episode? Twice?
No, one time.
Only one
time?
Wow.
I'm on DVR.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
so you
good.
Can watch
so you can go back to it, yeah. Hey, Dwan, real quick, if you remember, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but how many times do you think you texted me the information yesterday that you had watched that episode of 90210?
I've been... Email you about like 5 or 6 times, but you
like
did
20,
not respond.
like 20 times.
But you did not respond.
Is that what you do, Dawn? If you send an email and you don't get a response right back, you send it again, and then another minute goes by and you send it again? Is that how you roll?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a good call. Well, that's the way it should be.
Then I'm fine with that. I'm glad we have this understanding. Thank you, Dawn.
You're welcome.
All right. You're the best.
All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Don't you rain on his parade.
Yeah.
I was just asking. Yeah. I didn't say a negative word about it. I just wanted to find out if he was... See, I thought he might have a deal where he doesn't know that it keeps resending, but he intentionally means to send it over and over and over again. That's what I was trying to get at.
You didn't respond.
That's on you. Apparently. 45 seconds goes by. It's coming again.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Yes.
Hey, everyone. Kevin's going to give us his take on the situation. Let's listen up.
It's a pretty jam-packed... show. We have Movie Beat because it's Friday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We have Mike Henry talking about the Cleveland Show and their new Christmas song and video called Let's Funk It Up for Christmas.
Yeah.
With an NK. LaQuisha on the program today.
Wow.
Been a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Andrew Siciliano was on the program today talking NFL.
Happiest little sports guy in the world, I'll tell you, after his Cleveland Browns last night. Come on.
Little dude by the name of William Shatner on the program today.
What?
Adam Carolla in studio today.
Yeah.
And we have tickets for you in the pit for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009.
Yay!
So that is all coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. Oh,
oh, oh. Hey!
Ralph playing the desk this morning.
Oh, yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q at 5:56.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is time for Showbiz Beat. Ralph Garman, what?
So glad Psycho Mike got that ticket.
I know. Isn't that
Are you?
So glad. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah.
Because he's the douchebag that I'm behind at the light, who is looking down into his lap.
Looking at porn.
Whatever. Texting, reading a text, looking at porn, sending porn, and the light turns green, and I'm behind him.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be patient, I'm trying to be nice, and I don't want to be the a-hole,
but I'm waiting.
And then I gotta, at him with that.
You don't just tap.
Don't know what I was doing. Oh. Put away whatever you're looking at. Douche.
I haven't heard this from him, but I would guess that he will tell you he's not that guy. He's the guy who's a flawless multitasker.
Yes, he can do it all, 100%.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Hope he goes to jail.
I don't know that you go to jail for texting, but...
How about death penalty? Will you do it?
Yeah, that's fine.
Murder button?
Hey, by the way, happy Hanukkah. All my Jew friends out there, by the way. Tonight starts the Festival of Lights.
That's right.
Very exciting.
I just want to wish you the happiest of Hanukkahs. Go Maccabees! That was the Jewish tribe.
Oh.
That successfully rebelled against the Antiochs.
Hang on, I'm taking notes.
All right. So, anyway, this Rachel Uchitel.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm glad to see that she's able to make a few bucks off of banging Tiger Woods behind his wife's back, according to many sources. She is in negotiations with Playboy magazine to do a pictorial spread.
Do it.
This according to sources saying Gloria Allred is currently negotiating for her, and she's asking for a lot of money, and it looks like she's probably going to get it.
You're going to have a Women of Tiger issue?
They can do a calendar, right? They got 12.
Yep.
Apparently no one else is in talks with Playboy, but that's good because she's the hottest one. So that's the one we really want to see. Is this, well, look, can't blame Playboy, I guess.
No.
They want the publicity.
Whatever publicity.
But it's kind of sad that she's cashing in.
Yeah.
But I guess horsemen got to make a living.
Sure.
I worry they'll go out of business if they don't get a few of these a year, Ralph.
Yeah.
Those celebrity issues are the only ones that are selling.
Apparently, Gloria Allred is now representing a number of women in the Tiger Woods story. She's the popular attorney of choice for these ladies, including Jamie Jungers, who was the lingerie model, who reportedly Tiger did the paid off her thigh liposuction.
Oh, right.
She will be on the Today Show this morning telling her story, apparently. So,
Oh, wow.
You want to check that out.
Get naked, you strange whore!
Billy Joel and Christie Brinkley are very upset about what people are saying about their daughter, Alexa Ray, who overdosed.
What happened?
Oh, she overdosed on December the 5th.
Right.
And the New York Post said that the problem was with her parents. That's why she overdosed.
Wow. Really?
Saying that Christie Brinkley is a bit of a bitch and would constantly talk down Billy Joel to her daughter, saying your father's an alcoholic and you're probably an addict too, and giving her a hard time.
Wow.
Not to mention, she would constantly ride Alexa Ray about her weight. Being a former model, Christy Brinkley would constantly comment about her weight and try to teach her tricks that she learned as a model, including, according to the New York Post, biting into a brownie, chewing it, and then spitting it out into the trash.
Wow.
So you would taste the brownie but not have the caloric intake of the brownie.
All right.
Thanks, Mom.
Apparently the pressure got too much to Alexa Ray, according to the Post, and that contributed to her meltdown. However, Alexa Ray's parents, Billy Joe and Christy Brinkley, are saying that's not the case. I'm sure everything was fine in that family. Yeah. That's why people try to commit suicide, because everything's just fine.
Alexa Ray looked good, by the way. She didn't have a weight problem at all. She's fine. I mean, her father's what looks like a bug.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, he's hideous.
He's Billy Joel.
He is Billy Joel, but he looks like a bug.
He's enormously talented.
Maybe.
He is. He is.
Doesn't make him
Close
not ugly.
Close your eyes, that's
all. He's not a beauty pageant contestant. He's a writer.
I'm saying Christy Brinkley should have been mocking Billy Joel looking like a bug, not her beautiful daughter. That's my point.
That's true.
Tough room. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Mos Def, rapper and actor. He is 36 years old today. Actress and comedian Monique, who's getting rave reviews for her performance in Precious, based on a book by a woman.
By a dude. Remember that long title? The woman with the title of the book?
She's 42 years old.
If you could have gone to Las Vegas a year ago and laid odds on Monique being nominated for an Oscar, by the way, which is very likely to happen, I think you could have made a lot of dough off of that bet.
I agree. Look, I've said this for a long time. In the right project with the right script and the right director, anybody can be good.
Yeah.
Anybody
can
be good.
Except for Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. But it just takes the right marriage of project and performer. But, you know, if you're cast right, anything can happen, people. Gary Dorton of CSI is 43 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue turns 51. And Jermaine Jackson is 55, one of the Jackson clan. Currently can be seen on A&E in their new Jackson 5 reality series.
I was going through that Steven Seagal show, and they advertised that Jackson 5 series maybe 10 times during the half hour.
It's a bit of a misnomer calling it the Jackson 5 series, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really the Jackson 4 now, right?
Yeah.
One of them says, we're always going to be the Jackson 5.
No, you're not.
I was like, but you don't have five.
Randy doesn't count. I always said Randy doesn't count. I hope Your Majesty gives his dad Jermaine something good for his dad. Your Majesty.
That's real.
Your Majesty. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
If you don't have tickets for the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009, which
me,
of course,
me. I don't have tickets. Me. What do I do?
Sunday night. Go to
what
K-Rock,
do I do?
Go to krock.com and you can check out the webcast.
Ooh,
webcast. High-quality webcast on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 12 minutes after 6 o'clock.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Adam Carolla joins us later on because it's Friday, the week in rage. Ralph's got the movie beat in a few minutes. We'll talk to Mike Henry, the genius behind the Cleveland Show. And our friend William Shatner joins us later on the program. First, though, Psycho Mike is here. And I don't know what the story is, but everybody in the office is looking at Psycho Mike differently these days. What's that about?
What?
Psycho Mike's at home, and Psycho Mike used to party but doesn't anymore because he used to party too much.
Right.
He learned his lesson, believe it or not.
And he's with a couple of guys from his band, a couple of guys that aren't in his band. They're hanging out, and they're trying to make each other laugh. So the other guys are drinking. So there's some candles there.
Okay.
And this is where the story gets odd. Mike, who had just shaved the brown eye.
Oh, why do all of Mike's stories have to involve the butt?
What do you mean, why do I do that?
Shave.
Sanitary, baby. It looks good. It feels good.
That's how his boyfriend likes it.
You shave there?
Well,
that was my first question.
I would wax there, but it's a lot more, it takes a lot more time and it's a lot more expensive. So I just shave it down there because it's just cleaner. It's easier.
All right.
And if you've ever tried to get peanut butter out of shag carpet as opposed to a hardwood floor, Lisa, you know what I'm talking about. It's just
okay.
All right. Enough from you, Mike.
All right. I didn't know people.
Okay. So he did. I didn't either. Okay. But so he did.
I know you wax.
I hate to interrupt.
This isn't the story. This is only the setup for the story.
Well, that's enough right there. You don't even have to go out. But I have to ask this question just because I'm trying to keep the timeline straight in my mind. His personal grooming didn't have anything to do with all these guys being at his house. It wasn't like a group shave or anything like
that.
Not that I know of.
No,
so he happened to have just shaved, and then he had a bunch of people over.
I happened to remember that I was completely clean.
So he decided it would be funny and a little safer than usual, being candles on the table, to, you know, to try and blow him out or to light him on fire with his...
You're kidding.
No, of course not.
I think you should unbutton your pants.
It's safer because now he's shaved.
Right.
So there's less chance that it'll come back and ignite.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's doing that, and everybody's laughing and laughing, and oh, that's so funny. And then some of the guys that are there start lighting their farts. Because to guys, there's nothing funnier on the planet.
I can honestly say in my entire life, I've never in person seen someone do that.
It's one of those things.
Girls don't do that.
And I don't know if it's true for all guys, but
girls don't fart, Lisa, that's why.
Well, there is
but
that.
Everyone I know, every single time, it is the funniest thing that has ever happened. And no matter how good it was last time, 30 seconds ago, this one is better and funnier.
He's right.
I don't know. It's the only thing that it doesn't lose its luster ever. Ever.
I mean, you stand here and you say you've never seen it, and it probably sounds disgusting and something you wouldn't be into.
Probably
if
does.
I did this in front of you, yes. I guarantee you'd be tearing laughing. I guarantee it.
Well, it would help if you're drinking.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
So Mike's looking around the room, and now everyone's doing that. Mm-hmm. So how's that interesting?
So I'm so glad I never get invited to these get-togethers at Mike's house, by the way. Bunch of guys standing around farting. It's not my idea of a good time.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what point the pants came off, but Mike is standing in his boxers.
Mm-hmm. Butt hash.
Well, I had removed my pants for the original Blue Flames.
Oh, you did? Okay.
For the Blue Flames, yeah.
Blue Flames. So he sees, and this is not code, he sees the dog eating a bone.
Okay.
A giant,
like, this
like
is going.
A real bone.
I don't want to hear this.
Not like one of those that's made out of dog food or whatever, but yeah. An actual bone.
It was a cattle rib, yeah.
Yeah. So Mike thinks this is going to be the funniest thing in the world if he puts it there, the bone, and then the dog
chews on it?
Without touching him, takes it out, and everyone will laugh.
Oh.
Like
oh.
A stripper getting a dollar bill out of
oh.
Your mouth or something.
Don't. Okay, so that was the plan. Now, you know, things don't always go according to plan. So it's in place.
Mike, what a night are you having?
Right. And
it was noon.
And the dog.
It was noon. This is not midnight and drunk. This is high noon.
This was noon on a Sunday.
And the dog kind of sees it and realizes that's its bone and takes a running start.
Yes.
I don't know if you've seen these videos of rams fighting in the mountains where they just literally just bam they just hit butt heads. That's what the dog does to the bone.
Oh no! So it goes in instead of out,
and there's blood.
Oh,
it ain't natural.
No, 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 it no, no.
It cut him.
Oh no, please
God.
No. Please, God,
what do you mean,
no.
Please, no. That's what happened.
Yeah. No, don't make that story
that
be true.
That happened.
Make that be imaginary and made up.
I wish it was.
That is the
This is a world of nope, nuh-uh, and sorry, Charlie.
I gotta say.
Ain't got no feeling in it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, no.
Yes, it does when it's cut.
You're the guy that ends up in the emergency room, and you're
yes.
trying to explain, well...
Here's what happened.
It'd be funny if my dog and they're all looking at each other like, nope.
Although, in the emergency room, the story would be, I don't know what happened, doctor. I was just standing in my living room and I fell onto my dog's bone.
And that's not a euphemism either.
Not a euphemism either. We're talking about an actual bone.
I wish
you butt ain't made for that!
I wish I could say any piece of the story Kevin just told was untrue, but it's really...
Or exaggerated.
And was so worth it, though, because when I scream, O-F-O, and the dog, you know, actually... People were couldn't control
the
themselves
dog
in seizure.
What?
When the dog
rammed
bumped
it.
Into it,
oh, okay.
jumped up to bite to get it, but accidentally, like Kevin
right.
said, rammed it. I was in excruciating pain, jumped up and screamed and cursed and.
How people, much damage was there?
It was just a little cut, but any amount of damage back there is damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, when
you
butt ain't made for that.
That's for sure. So,
several days of pain, I'm guessing.
So,
it
told us about this 3 days later and said, it still kind of hurts, but it's getting better.
And obviously, when you go to the bathroom, it's worse. But, it's like I said, any pain back there is bad pain. Not like I'm familiar with pain in that area.
But I'm thinking you get a cut there.
Yeah.
And,
right?
You know, there are things that you don't want to get in cuts.
Right.
Because
which is everything
really
that goes
infected.
Yeah,
right.
that tissue's cut up all the time.
That just, thing ain't got no feeling in it!
It does if you cut it!
Oh, my God.
Guys, Mike, first of all, deserved it. He got what he deserved. But
I agree.
I'm grossed out that he would want his dog to have that bone in his mouth after it had been there. Like, that is no fun for the dog.
I watched that dog lick other dog ass. It's not
I
like
know.
It's gonna...
But you don't contribute to that. You discourage that kind of behavior. You should know better.
I guess.
Wait. We're talking about Psycho Mike.
Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I mean, come on, for God's sake. What the f*** is wrong with you? So there you go. That's our new segment.
We do that every day.
Worth it.
I'm sorry that I had to bring that to you, but it was one of those things that's too heavy a load to bear on my own.
I understand.
I have to share that and get it out there so everybody bears a certain part of the story, and it's not just me holding on to it.
Nope.com.
Speaking of sharing a heavy load.
Nope. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ,
hey.
And it is 27
I
minutes.
I will not be ignored. Hey!
27 minutes after 6.
This is the Kevin DeBean Show. What about tomorrow night? Sold out at the Gibson Amphitheater, night number one of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 show. Your last chance to win tickets, but you got to earn them. Call now if you're great with the music of the bands that are playing tomorrow night. 1-800-520-1067. Your chance to win on the air in about 50 minutes. First, though, it's Friday and time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Yeah, I'm exhausted because last night I had to, my trunk was filled with the extra tickets for the Acoustic Christmas concert.
Right. Uh-huh.
It was filled. And so I had to back it up to an incinerator and get a shovel and just dig them out and just shovel all the extra tickets.
Why'd you bring them, Ralph?
Because I had no use for them. I only used two.
Yeah.
What am I going to do with hundreds and hundreds of tickets?
How many did they give you total?
453, I think.
Wow.
They gave
really?
Me.
Yeah.
You had the whole pit, too, right?
For both nights, yeah. And I can't use them, and I couldn't give them away, so I just threw them sure. away. Just burned them.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Burned them.
Yeah. I use mine to because I got a leg short on my kitchen table, so I used to stack them right
yeah,
there. Yeah, just to even it out.
Leveling yeah. it out. You can't get them everywhere. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's take a look at the movies coming out this weekend. Some big ones, some good ones, some terrific ones, like the Slammin' Salmon.
There it is.
Did you say good?
Yeah, Kevin, the Slammin' Salmon.
What's the Slammin' Salmon?
Oh, Lisa. Michael Clark Duncan plays Cleon Salmon, a former boxer turned restaurateur who hatches a plan to repay his debts to the mob.
Bye.
For one night, the waiter who sells the most food will win $10,000 in his restaurant. The loser, however, will get beaten up.
What are you talking? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what I'm talking
wow.
about.
That's
what they told us the movie's about.
I hope that's your mistake and not what the movie's really about.
It's really what it's about.
Really?
And it's a comedy. It's a hilarious, wacky, hijinks-filled comedy.
Huh.
From the guys who brought us Super Troopers.
All right. Now it all makes sense.
Michael Clark Duncan is one of those guys who has some very good films on his resume, but works too much and just does anything for money, it sounds
but
like.
But now he's in the Slammin' Salmon, and that's all that matters.
True.
Would you like to hear a little of the Slammin'
Please.
Salmon?
Nope. You like to hear the whole thing.
Michael Clark Duncan talking to one of his waiters at his restaurant.
Who is Guy Meat Drapes? What kind of name is that?
It's Madropity, sir. It's Greek.
Well, why doesn't it sound like that when I say it? Meat Drapes.
I don't know.
No.
Yes, sir.
That was...
That's from a comedy.
Did you make that out, that clip?
The Slammin' Salmon.
Did you do that's a comedy?
That's for you, Kevin.
That's a
Please
real clip
enjoy.
From the real
Go
movie?
Go and enjoy your movie, because that's for you. And that's where you live. And that's who you are, and that's how you roll.
I'm out.
You are not out, because that's the kind of movie
it's
you
It's below go, my standards.
I got one laugh out of it, it's enough. One guy lit his farts.
Doesn't
shaved his butthole.
Sure doesn't.
It was funny.
But you're not going to get one laugh out of this.
Maybe you will.
Nope.
I won't, but maybe you will.
At least if it's Slammin' Salmon, they don't have to change the name when they make the port, at least.
That's true.
The Lovely Bones.
Yeah.
Peter Jackson's movie based on the best-selling novel about a young girl who watches over her family from in between this plane and the next as they deal with her brutal rape and murder. Good time.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Yeah, she is lingering above them, watching them deal with her murder.
Wow.
As a spirit. And it is
a comedy?
Laugh-filled.
Woo. I bet Callie read the book.
I did read the
Callie,
book.
Callie, did you read
it's
the book?
It's a beautiful book.
But The movie sounds depressing. What are we missing?
It's a little depressing. Yeah. Okay. No, it is.
This production has been plagued with problems since the beginning. Casting issues. Ryan Gosling was fired off of this film. The director and the studio didn't get along. So it's had a long, tortuous road getting to the screen. And they're saying there may not be an audience built in for this film. People who've seen read the book will probably want to check it out, but it's a hard sell for other people. Here's a scene from the movie featuring Michael Imperioli as a detective who is investigating the murder of the girl, speaking to Stanley Tucci.
You have some time for a few questions?
Certainly. Come on.
Thanks.
I know why you're here, of course. I think when something like this happens, you always blame yourself. All I can think about now is, why didn't I see something or why didn't I hear something? Because surely that young girl must have screamed.
Good times.
All right.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. The Princess and the Frog, finally, something a little upbeat, something for the kids to go and enjoy. The latest from Disney, a rarity these days, it's an animated film that's still made by hand. This is a hand-painted animated film the way Disney used to do it. And they've got the Aladdin guys back. They've got brand new music. Apparently this is Disney at its best. Classic Disney film that the kids are going to love. Features a young African-American woman in New Orleans at the turn of the century who finds a frog who happens to be a prince. You know the story.
Sure.
She kisses the frog and he turns into a handsome prince. This is it's kind of a controversial film because people are saying, well, Disney's just trying to make a black princess to add to their merchandising lineup. You know, they've got Cinderella and Sleeping Beauty and Jasmine, and
right.
whatever, and this is the latest edition. I think that's kind of a cynical take because I think it's kind of cool for African-American kids to have a Disney film.
Absolutely.
They can go and sort of see themselves reflected in. They also had to change the title initially. It was called The Frog Princess, but French people got upset. Thinking it was a slam against the French.
Who cares?
And so now it's called The Princess and the Frog.
You should leave it that way if they're upset.
Here's a scene from the movie. Bruno Campos, who does the voice of Prince Naveen, introduces himself to Tiana, played by Nika Nani-Rose.
Okay, please, put the monkey down.
Stay back or I'll...
Please.
Oh, well, allow me to introduce myself. I am Prince Naveen.
I'm Maldonia.
Not done yet. He's a frog. See, she doesn't think he's a prince, but he starts talking to her, trying to convince her that he's a prince.
By all accounts, I've talked to several people who've seen it and said it was great.
Yeah, apparently it's a great film. Yeah. So you can check it out. And lastly, Invictus, the latest film from Clint Eastwood. Morgan Freeman stars as Nelson Mandela in the story of post-apartheid at South Africa. Nelson Mandela is his first term in president. He's trying to bring the country together. And so he wants to get the South African rugby team. He's trying to inspire them to greatness so that they can give the entire country something to root for. Here is a scene where Nelson Mandela, played by Morgan Freeman, is talking to Matt Damon, who plays Francois Pienaar. And he is talking about the value of athletics in nationalism. And here's his experience in the Olympics, Nelson Mandela's experience.
I remember when I was invited to the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona. Everybody in the stadium greeted me with a song. It inspired me to come home and do better.
May I ask, what was the song, sir?
It was in Posisikilele, Africa. A very inspiring song. We need inspiration, Francois. Because in order to build our nation, we must all exceed our own expectations.
I get the feeling that this is a Goosebump movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is Morgan Freeman in it?
Yep.
Yes, he is.
I'm in.
Matt Damon's no hack himself.
No, nope, I love him too.
So. Nor is Clint Eastwood the director.
No.
Hack. Horrible. What has he ever done? So, my pick for the weekend, if you got kids, sounds like a good idea to take them to see The Princess and the Frog. As for me, I'm going to check out The Slammin' Salmon.
No, come you're on. Not.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not? Clark Duncan, he's a boxing restaurateur, beats up a waiter. Come on.
Nope.
See, Clint Eastwood do that.
Best movie ever with the word meat drapes in it. That you can show in a conventional theater.
How come it doesn't sound like that when I say it? Meat drapes.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
all month long. Even before that, we've been giving away tickets for the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows. They are finally here this weekend. Sold out, sold out, sold out. If you're not lucky enough to have your tickets, don't forget you can watch it on the website. We're streaming the whole thing for you. And we do have, Kevin, one last pair of tickets to give away for tomorrow night. How's that sound?
Sounds fantastic. Night number one. And we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 and play a game.
I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
And with our powers combined, we are El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
All right, thank you guys. Let's go to the phones to meet our first. We're out of time. All right.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up? Now, I can't tell whether we love El Orchestra de la Raza, and that's why we saved the best for last, or if we hate it so much we put it off until the last possible moment.
I'm going to go with the latter, buddy.
Love it, actually. But here's the deal. Most of our games are centered around lyrics.
Right.
Or song titles. This is the actual music as done by the King of Mexico and Psycho Mike with their mouths. They're actually playing the musical. No lyrics.
So all you have to do is come up with the title and artist of the song that they're doing. Here's a hint to put you in the ballpark. It's one of the songs that one of the bands will be playing tomorrow night, likely on stage at the Gibson Amphitheater. We'll take the calls in order, starting with line one. Hal will be our first contestant to see if he can identify what El Orchestra de la Raza is doing. Hey, Hal.
Hi.
You understand the game? You ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready to play.
All right.
Here we go.
Orchestra de la Raza.
2, 3, 4.
Okay. All right. That's probably enough. Hal, what do you think? What title and artist is that?
It's not easy.
Wait.
They're bad, but go ahead.
What? You heard go ahead and take a guess.
Oh, Silver Sun Pinnix.
No, it's a band that's actually on the bill tomorrow night, so not the pickups, but it's AFI Girls Gone Gray. So you or can, not gray, whatever it's called.
Really, we were the bad ones on that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. All right, let's go to Eisnet. Is that correct?
They're my internet provider.
Is that correct, Eisnet?
Yes, you guys are mean.
I love you so much. I want a girlfriend named Eisnet.
Our name isn't Eisnet. All right, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Here we go.
All right. 2, 3, 4. Wow,
that's good. That's got to be good.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
All right, Eisnet, what do you think? What are they doing?
Oh, you guys killed me.
All right, that last one totally gave it away the last 20 seconds.
One of the biggest songs we've ever played.
Okay, let's see.
But we do need a guess.
Do I need the title? Or
yes, you need a band and title.
You need anything at this point to keep you in the game.
Next.
Man in the Box, Alice in Chains. Ice what do you expect? Sucks. Her name's Eisnet. What do you think?
I mean, come on from her.
I can't believe she can dial the phone on her own.
Eric, hi.
Eric.
Yeah,
Eric.
All right, you ready for
this song?
All right, listen up.
All right, here we go. El Orchestra.
All right, Eric, it's all you, man. What do you got?
Oh, man, that was great, guys.
This should be called the new hardest game in the world.
And usually we have pretty good luck with the orchestra.
We need a guess.
You can't wait if you don't at least take a guess.
Rise Against.
Thank you for playing. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That was pretty good, right?
That wasn't bad.
Feel good drag from Amberlynn. All right, we're into sudden death now. You name title and artist, you win the tickets. There is no drawing at this point because we're running out of time. Matt is going to be, hopefully, our final contestant, and we can retire the orchestra for a whole nother year. Hey, Matt, you ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, Matt, come on.
Good luck. Here we go.
2, 3, 4. Boom, bow, wah-na-na-na-na. Boom, bow, wah-na-na-na. Boom, bow, wah-na-na-na. Boom, bow, wah-na-na-na-na. Ba, ba, wah-na-na-na.
I always hope so.
All right, Matt, make me proud. All right, that's fine.
Alarm goes off during that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, wow.
Band and song title.
Come on, Matt. I had confidence in you, dude.
That was a gimme, dude. Come on.
It did sound like it.
Out there.
Okay.
And Berlin.
You mean... AFI.
Yeah, that was AFI Medicaid. All right. Still sudden death? Still looking for a winner? Maybe it'll be Sheer. Sure. She. Shoo. Yeah.
Sheer.
Hi, Sheer. Welcome to the show. Listen up. Here's El Orchestra de la Raza.
Hello. Hello?
Turn your radio down so you can hear clearly. Hang on, guys. Turn your radio down because you're getting an echo, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Dumb broad.
Sorry. Go again.
That's fine. Cher, what do you got?
Rise Against, Ready to Fall.
Yes!
Yes!
She did it! That was Cher, brilliant!
She did it!
I love Cher so much. Congratulations. You'll see all those songs, all those bands tomorrow night.
You won.
Yes, you won. Congratulations, yes.
Nicely done. You got through the orchestra.
Thank you, orchestra. Please retire.
Oh, El Orchestra de la Raza. Si se puede!
Ralph Garman is here on the Kevin and Bean Show with the Showbiz Beat. No pressure at all on you for this report because no one is listening after El Orchestra de la Raza, Ralph. So it's just really us in the room. Whatever you got, go ahead and give it to us.
Oh, Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods.
That Tiger.
That Tiger Woods. Now a madam from Vegas is speaking out.
Oh, madams, now madams.
Michelle Braun, a owner of a former Las Vegas VIP escort service, said Tiger would spend $30,000 to $40,000 per weekend on her girls.
What happened?
Wow.
Look, when you're a billionaire, that ain't nothing. Yeah.
I guess so.
That's cigarette money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, she said Tiger's taste was always the college cutie girls next door look, and he always paid his tabs in cash. Listen, Michelle Braun, former madam, shut up.
Right.
Doesn't there have to be some sort of, like when you have a doctor or a lawyer, isn't there some sort of agreement that what happens between those two people stays between those two people?
In Vegas? That's
in
the rule.
Vegas especially?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, everybody else, they're trying to make money, whatever. That's part of her job is to shut the F up.
Right.
That's
discretion.
Right.
Discretion.
Doesn't mean Tiger was right. It just means that's part of your job.
Just means shut up.
Yeah.
Speaking of the girls Tiger slept with, now emails and text messages are starting to leak out from his various relationships.
Mountain of evidence.
This one is from Jamie Grubbs, whore number two, as she's known on the list. She released some texts. Some exchanges happened in the late summer, early fall of this year. They've recently been published. Let me quote some of them for you. This comes from July the 26th. Jamie writes, I drove out for the night to surprise a friend with a present for their birthday. Tiger responds, what kind of present? Your naked body?
Wow! He's good.
He's smooth.
Really? That was a
Jamie response, haha, no, a watch. I slept alone. Tiger, alone with him, that is.
Is he jealous,
Jamie,
of one of his?
I wish.
Huh?
He is. He is a smooth tongued devil.
He's either jealous or just not.
Yeah,
funny.
What kind of prison vagina? He also says in another exchange,
he's terrible.
From September. Who is your new boy toy? Jamie says, "No new boy toy. Still running dry. Been on two real dates in the past 2 months." Tiger says, "I need you."
that Jamie says, then get your tight ass over here and visit me. I need you. Tiger, I will wear you out soon.
Yeah.
There you go.
What?
Jamie says, how soon? I got a new piercing. Tiger, really? Where? I just sent you a pic of it. It's on my cheek below my eye, implanted a little diamond. Send it again. I didn't pick up on that. Tiger says, you need some attention from me. Do you have a boyfriend? Jamie says, I don't even have someone I'm dating. No, you can be my boyfriend. Tiger, then I am.
That's Jamie, real talk right there, man.
Jamie says, I wish. He adds, quiet and secretively, we will always be together.
How's that working out for him?
It's not quiet, it's not secretive, and they're not together. Yeah. So not so good.
Strike three?
Yeah.
He's bad.
He is bad.
Wow, is fame and money an aphrodisiac? Because he's bad.
Because at some point she must think,
right?
You know, if it weren't for I,
hey, cheesy line guy.
Yeah.
No. Here is a text from Rachel Uchitel, the first whore.
Ooh,
this is from an email he wrote her. I have finally found someone I connect with, someone I have never found like this, not even at home. Why didn't we find each other years ago? He said about his relationship with Rachel and that with his wife.
Mm.
So, he continues to impress. This
She's a whore,
Woods.
Okay? Can't wait to see what happens with Mrs. Woods.
Is there any
Not
question?
Not much happening,
Is there any question,
that.
Really? I mean, it's just a matter of time, right?
Well, her friends say, look, she's very dedicated to the family. As a child of divorce, she wants to stay together for the sake of the kids, so she may not be leaving.
Well, if we've learned anything, it's there's no woman in the world so hot she can't be cheated on.
That's true. And I do this for Kevin because I know he loves the classic rock and roll.
I do.
Cirque du Soleil has just announced, Kevin, as a follow-up to their All Beatles show Love, which was a huge hit in Las Vegas. Viva Elvis, Kevin. Viva Elvis!
Yay! Man, this is f***ing weak.
It'll premiere next month at the Aria Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, which I've never even heard of.
I haven't either.
It's brand new.
Probably hasn't been built yet, and yet they're opening it.
It's going to be Cirque du Soleil with all Elvis music, as you can imagine. Elvis would have been 75 years old on January 8th, and so to commemorate that, they are kicking off this brand new show, which they expect will be just as big a hit as the Beatles show.
Yeah, I wish Elvis was still around. What would he be doing if he was around today?
Napping, I'm guessing.
Eating or napping, that's it.
Eating and napping, that's what he was doing. So, you going to go there, Kevin, check out the new show?
Nope.
Check out Elvis? Come on, Viva Elvis. Come on, you and me.
You
Let's
went to
go,
Graceland.
Buddy. You and me, buddy. You and me. Viva
Graceland,
Elvis.
Because my wife wanted to go to Graceland. Ralph is not my wife.
Viva Elvis. Let's go.
No.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
The Elvis song catalog, Ralph, I'm curious what you think, doesn't, to me, lend itself as much to a visual presentation as the Beatles did.
Au contraire, mon frere.
Really?
Hunka hunka burning love? Woo! Flames and
on fire,
swinging around.
Yeah, lame.
Awesome.
Lame.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 55 years old today. How soon until we get Cirque du Michael?
Seriously?
No kidding. Yeah. We're going to have to put that one together next, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That could be good.
Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 51 years old today. Gary Dorton of CSI is 43. Monique from The Parkers and from her own show, and now this motion picture Precious, where she is getting rave reviews for her performance. She is 42 years old. Mos Def turns 36 years old, and actor Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World is 30. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
This is one of those days, Kevin, where I believe we need to pace ourselves because we have too much show. Yeah. If we get too excited too early, we're going to run out of steam before the thing ends. You know what I mean?
We got the Cleveland show, for God's sakes.
The Cleveland show is awesome. It's Sunday nights at 8:30 on Fox with an all-new episode. In fact, it's a holiday episode this week. We are very excited to welcome back to the program our friend, I hope we can call him that, Mr. Mike Henry, the co-creator, executive producer, and, of course, the voice of Cleveland on the show. Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
Can I call you guys my friend?
Sure.
Yes, yes, you can.
We do it in public already just to cash in on your fame, so feel free.
Mike, first of all, congratulations on the success of the Cleveland show. I mean, you knew it was good, but last time we had you on was before the thing had ever aired. Have you been happy with the response you've been getting to it so far?
Yeah, very happy. Our ratings have been very strong. The network's happy with that, so we're happy with that. And, you know, the shows are getting better and better. We are actually on show number 36.
36?
So we've only aired 8. Our 9th one airs this Sunday, so we definitely know we got some good stuff coming up.
That must be the weirdest thing, to have stuff finally make it to the TV that you did like a year and a half ago. I read a bunch of articles when you had Hall & Oates as guests on the Thanksgiving episode, and they were talking about how that, you know, that obviously, like most episodes, was done before it ever aired. Was that tough to talk people into being on the show when they hadn't seen it?
You know, obviously, coming off of Family Guy, we got a lot of instant cred, so it wasn't too tough. And frankly, I think the material that we're doing is appealing to people. So, you know, it's very strange, all the random folks that are coming through our office. I have to pinch myself every once in a while.
Speaking of which, tell us about Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, yes, we got put in touch with them by Jeff Bywater at Fox Music when we were talking about doing a Christmas single. And, you know, I spoke with Philip Bailey and Verdine White from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and we actually wrote a song. Our staff wrote a song, and Earth, Wind, and Fire did the music, and we got together and recorded it. It's called Get Your Hump On This Christmas, and it's on iTunes right now on the front page, available for free download. We got a really cool video with it, too.
Now we're going to hear a clip of that song here in just a second, but tell me, is that one of those I can't believe this is my life moments when you're sitting in a room writing a song with Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Absolutely. They've been my favorite band really since I was a kid, and they're just very, as their music would tell you, they're just very positive people, and it was just an amazing experience watching them work, and actually getting to sing with them was kind of ridiculous.
Is it hard to sing, you know, in key as a character?
I think it's actually easier to sing in character than regularly. At least I can hide behind the character, so if I miss a note, it's only the character.
It's him, it's not you.
Let's hear a little bit of Cleveland singing with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Again, as Mike mentioned, available for free as a download on iTunes on the front page.
I'm grateful for so much this year, like health and faith and Yuletide cheer, and most of all my wife's big beer. I'm getting me some this Christmas. Let's get unwrapping presents done, slip away from everyone, close the door and have some fun.
You ain't getting none this Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's what she thinks.
Oh, what a downer.
No, that's what she thinks. I've listened to the song and seen the video.
Yeah. You know, that's the challenge in the song.
Cleveland's not going to put up with that.
No, this ain't his first Christmas. He's prepared. He got her a nice gift. He's going to get some.
One of the things that I love about Cleveland, by the way, is he loves to get his sex on. He's very comfortable with his sexuality. You don't see that in a lot of dads, especially on TV.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that's one of the fun things that we do is he's totally into his wife, and more often than not, he can get her to go for it. So we're having a lot of fun with that.
More often than not is a pretty good bet for most guys, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. All right. What else happens on this Sunday's new episode of The Cleveland Show?
You know, our show's a little bit, you know, we have a little heart in our episodes from time to time, and this one is Cleveland actually going out into the Christmas Eve night try to find Rollo and Roberta's real dad to bring him home to them. And it's kind of a sweet little moment at the end, tempered with filthy off-color jokes throughout the episode.
That's what we've come to expect.
What do you get the bears that live next door for Christmas? They seem like they'd be tough to shop for.
You know, there is a little gift exchange in our episode, but, you know, they pretty much just want human things, and they just want to be human even though they're just thinking bears. But, you know, there's also a little flashback in this episode that includes Herbert from Family Guy of a Christmas past for Cleveland.
Uh-oh.
Awesome. Well, it is one of our favorite shows. We're so excited that it's doing well, and I know you were already picked up for that second season sometime back, so Cleveland's going to be around for a while. The Cleveland Brown Christmas episode airs this Sunday night, December 13th at 8:30 on Fox. It's going to be great, and again, get the free Earth, Wind, and Fire song on your iTunes. Mike, always great to catch up with you, man. I hope you and your family have a terrific holiday season as well.
Thanks, you guys, too. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. If you weren't with us yesterday, you did not hear about the new Steven Seagal, the action star from the 90s, his new reality TV show where he plays a cop. We've got some details for you on that in about 50 minutes or so. That's a man who should not be carrying a badge and a gun, by the
That's
way, Steven
correct.
Seagal.
That is correct, yeah. Yes.
But he is still rocking the ponytail.
The ponytail, and he loves himself like no one on this planet.
Well, because no one else would.
Let's talk about Bean for a minute. Bean, my partner, has Asperger's. And
I don't have Asperger's, by the way. Let me just go on record in saying that.
And let us go on record in saying we've given you the quiz. The land of denial.
We've given you the quiz, and you're like at 98%.
Yes.
But if that's not having it, okay. But
and I'm not really that tall, so one of those, so there.
One of those, one of the things that is a side product, what do you call it? Side effect of that is that he can't tell if anyone is interested in what he's talking about or not.
Yeah.
He just starts talking. Most of the time, doesn't leave room for anyone else to talk. Because he just takes for granted that everyone else is interested.
Yeah, I think there's the symptom is basically not being able to recognize the emotions or the expressions on people's faces to understand what it is.
There's no information about the receiver.
Right. None. He has no empathy at any time.
Well, yeah, that's different, though. I mean, it's all tied together.
It's tied together, yeah.
We're acting like he's not here.
I know.
So we've come up with a feature called
That's That Info Bee.
And what happens is...
it can't be time for that again.
What happens is during the commercials and the songs that you listen to, we are in the room and being out of the blue, it's not like we're having a conversation or it's most of the time it's not even leading into a conversation. It's just a one-off.
Mm-hmm.
So this is mock your friendly coworker for making conversation at the office time. That's what this is?
I'd take friendly out of that, but yes, then. Other than that, yes. So things like this, we're you know, discussing the next day's show or whatever, and Bean will say, Gary Cooper got a stamp. Now,
that?
There was no conversation about stamps. There was no conversation about Gary Cooper.
Okay, but now, in my defense...
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Don't need clarification?
No. Isn't it nothing less interesting. There's not one single thing in that whole sentence that
that's interesting.
Nothing.
Isn't it interesting to see who each year the post office decides to honor with a postage stamp?
1%.
That's an incredible honor.
Not 1%.
And Gary Cooper, you're going back so far.
Because we don't love the post office like you do.
No.
Bean, for those of you who don't know, when he was a kid, had a poster on his wall of the Postmaster General.
Yeah.
I mean, that says everything.
I've got an autographed photo at home of the current Postmaster General, my boyfriend, Sweet Jack. You know that.
So sometimes Bean tailors them to certain people, and usually it's Mike because he knows that he can kind of get Mike to respond, even though the rule in the room is when Bean says something like that, nobody respond. Don't say anything. So I write this stuff down verbatim, who says what and how it happens. So Bean starts, Mike, you're down with Ralph Stanley being awesome, right? And now, then I write down, Mike says, word for word, I don't know who that is. And then Bean says, I have RalphStanley.com. And then no one says anything. And then Bean continues, I haven't done anything with it yet.
That sounds about right.
I despise the next thing.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
You can't laugh out loud or say something like, wow, and then not go on, right? I mean, basically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so annoying.
Then you have
to
go.
You're begging for someone to ask you.
Wow, what?
Oh.
You just. If it's
hateful.
If it's interesting, just say it. Just get it out. You don't pause after, wow. So then no one said anything, being undeterred. What a beautiful full moon.
Bean, I reject you totally.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
We like What Would Tyler Durden Do? Because
great site.
They have great photos and they're very funny.
Yeah.
So at least there is some tie-in to something that we've talked about in the past.
Because we do often check it.
But again, just like, wow, there's more information needed, but you have to ask for it. So he'll go, Tyler's funny. And then no one says anything. And for once, neither did Bean.
Oh,
wow.
How about that?
See?
Yeah, that was the way it was supposed to.
Bean says, why is Rachel Nichols so pretty?
Now, that's a legitimate question.
Here's the thing about that question. Unanswerable.
What's the answer if that's a legitimate question?
It's the
question?
Same answer as why is a song so good? Why is a TV show so good? There's no way to quantify it. It is or it isn't.
But Rachel Nichols is so hot, though.
Right, but why?
There's no answer.
There's no answer for that. And then Psycho Mike says, pretty hot. And then there's a pause, and then Bean says, and I kid you not, I wrote this down verbatim, I'm looking at a picture of her with bangs. And then nobody says anything, and then Bean says, she looks awesome.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
She probably did look awesome.
Bean, I mean, period.
That's what I'm saying.
Bean, I've been saying that my whole life. I'll be saying it till the day I die.
Hey, I'm right here.
All right, now I ruined my own rule. My rule
you
is...
You broke your rule?
I did. I broke my own rule. Is do not speak to Bean when he does one of these things.
Yeah.
But he said, it was yesterday, the day before, something that was so absurd, I couldn't help myself. He said, guys, I got lost in the woods yesterday. And so I just thought for a second, and then I mistakenly blurted out, me too? as if we were bonding over some kind of a story that happens to everyone.
Oh, right.
Because I don't know how that happens, but it did. And then
that's that info B.
One final one.
But wait, it seems to me like if you work with a bunch of people that you talk to every day and you really did get lost in the woods yesterday, that's a legitimate conversation point. If you got lost in the woods, Kevin, I would expect you to bring that up and tell us about it. Same thing with you, Lisa or Mike.
But do you know what the rest of us would do? We would say, you'll never believe this. I got lost in the woods yesterday because I was blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
You don't just go, I got lost in the woods yesterday. Because that demands that we stop what we're doing and respond to you and ask for more details.
What happened? How long
it's the same
lost?
As wow. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You would rather I just force the whole story out at one time.
None of it. Zero. So finally, this is Psycho Mike and this is Lisa May.
Uh-oh.
And I was writing furiously in the corner because Bean only started this one. Bean just gave the jumping off
point.
We
do sometimes.
Really?
And then Psycho and Lisa just went crazy, and I could barely keep up with it, writing it down word for word. Bean says, guys, I'm about to eat peanut butter out of a jar with a spoon. Which, first of all, is great information.
That's that info, Bean.
Endlessly fascinating story. But, so then Psycho Mike says, I eat almond peanut butter out of a jar with a spoon almost every day. And then Lisa says, why? How is it different? And then Psycho Mike says, just like drinking cream is different than butter. And then Lisa says, oh, I guess I can see that. And then Mike said, you haven't tried it? And then Lisa said, no, but it sounds good.
And you're looking for a noose or a knife or
I
a cyanide,
want to take my
anything,
life,
right?
But I would like to commend Bean on being the least offensive part of
thank
that conversation.
You
know,
thank
people
you very
think.
Much.
Thanks for that info, Lisa and Psycho Mike. You a-holes.
Oh, man. I promised you some Steven Seagal talk. We'll have that for you next hour because we just found out, Kevin, that our friend LaQuisha is on the phone, and she is burning up the phone line and demands to be put on right now. Hi, LaQuisha.
Happy Hanukkah, Kevin and Bean.
To you as well.
Thank and you. To you.
A long time, LaQuisha.
It has been a long time. It's been nice to be away from you for a while.
Well, I was going to say, you haven't been returning our calls or our emails.
Well, you know you can't miss somebody unless you leave them for a while.
Okay, all right.
Are you still working down there at the Afro-Roman Empire, LaQuisha?
I own the Afro-Roman Empire, if that's what you mean.
Okay,
yes. Yeah.
Okay, all right, I apologize.
Oh,
I didn't mean to hurt
black
you.
Black woman can't own her own business.
No,
is that what you
I
think?
Just
didn't.
No,
be
I, no.
For somebody.
He just didn't know.
Preferably
I honestly.
A white person, I imagine.
I apologize. I didn't know. Now, the reason you wanted to get on today was apparently you have a new favorite TV show and, Producer Alex says that you were complaining that we're not talking about it enough.
That's right. You know how they always, when something happens, a black person does something bad, they say it's a bad reflection on the whole community?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I hold you all responsible for Jersey Shore.
Oh, man.
Don't blame us for that.
No, you all have a role to play in these horrible white people down in the Jersey Shore being all horrible.
But we're not from New Jersey, nor are we Italian.
Well, I've never been a running back for the Buffalo Bills, neither.
Right.
But when OJ killed people, all I heard was, oh, black this and black that.
Oh, LaQuisha, you're getting confused a little, I think.
I think you're confused,
all right.
Just like the people on the show are confused.
Let's talk about the show, because it is magic.
It is the biggest train wreck that I've seen in a long time, and this is coming from somebody who watched Shot of Love 2.
Yeah.
With the twins. This is a house full of young, stupid white people who apparently are spending the summer in the New Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
and they are taxed with the horrible, horrible job of working at a T-shirt store.
Okay.
And then going out and drinking and having sex with each other.
Okay, that sounds...
Sounds like a very
horrible.
Exhausting summer.
Right.
It sure does.
And we got J-Wow.
J-Wow.
He's one of the characters on the show. And you got Snooki and Angelina and Sammy and Paulie D and Vinny and The Situation.
The what?
The Situation.
Is the name of a person?
His name is Michael, but he calls himself The Situation.
I love
That's
him.
The best nickname ever.
And he is The Situation that I would like to get out of.
All right.
But in the beginning of this week's episode, JWoww, who was making out with Pauly D the night before, was so drunk at the club that she can't remember that she was making out with him.
In the club, me and JWoww were dancing, grinding on each other, and we ended up starting to make out. But she's kissing me, kissing on my neck, kissing on my chest. Her hands are going downstairs.
Did I kiss you?
I had, like, this knot in my stomach. I didn't even realize, like, it was that to the extent, but I wanted to get all the facts together before I told my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Nice.
Before you tell your boyfriend that you were making out with some guy all night long, you should get all the facts straight.
By the way, on TV, she knows it's on TV, right?
Yeah.
All right.
But that don't stop her because there's alcohol involved.
Sure.
And hormones.
Yeah.
And that accent just gets more and more attractive the more I listen
sure
to it.
Does.
Yeah, it's bad.
Well, here's the thing. While they got that going on, Pauly D and JWoww, the situation, he's upset because Sammy, the girl he liked, is now interested in Ronnie. And that's causing some tension. And everyone knows that the situation is jealous.
Uh-oh.
But the situation claims that he's not jealous.
Sure.
I'm really not jealous of Sam and Ronnie because, I mean, I had my choice, okay? And it's really no sweat off my back because she wanted me first. And I could pretty much have my choice of pretty much anyone down here.
That's right. He can have any woman he wants.
Wow. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because he's the situation.
I hate the situation now.
The situation is only guy whole episode who doesn't get any.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Snooki.
Snooki, sure.
Yes.
Snooki. Mm-hmm. She is a whore.
Okay.
And she likes to make the boys crazy. So every day she goes into the kitchen and gets out a big pickle. And starts to suck on the pickle.
Oh, God. Oh.
And all the time she's complaining because everyone's watching her suck the pickle. And she's just trying to enjoy her pickle.
Oh.
And she's getting all this unwanted attention as she sucks the pickle.
Yeah.
It makes her crazy.
It's unwanted.
Pickles is my thing. Like, and the boys, like, always stare at me from eating pickles because I'm a pervert. So, of course, they're going to joke about it.
I eat it a specific way. Suck the juice out first.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Then Gene Simmons shows up.
Please.
And says, speaking of sucking the juice out of pickles.
Please, what else does she like? Bananas? Come on.
I hope you're not suggesting that she's just doing that for attention. She just enjoys that kind of food, LaQuisha. Why do you always have to look at the negative on people?
I shouldn't make fun of her because she has had some unfortunate accident that has turned her skin orange.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad tanning?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Now, Angela, who's on the show, she's leaving the show because she's upset because her married boyfriend has broken up with her.
What?
Her married boyfriend is now breaking up with her because she was dancing with somebody at the club and he saw it and didn't like it. So she's leaving the show and Sammy doesn't think it's such a bad thing.
Angelina's not a part of this house anymore. So, like, you, Angelina, like, you don't need to be here. And I'm glad you left. She's not a part of the Jersey Shore anymore.
Oh, she's not longer part of it.
Wow.
They are cutting her off.
That is rough.
Now, JWoww has to tell her boyfriend that she was making out with Pauly D the night before.
Right.
She finally tells him, and he gets so upset, he breaks up with her.
That
means JWoww is single now, and you do not want to let that cat out of the bag.
Yes, I'm single. I don't know if I am. We got a problem on our hands because I've been like Susie homemaker over here. I've been a nun, a Catholic nun for all I know. If he doesn't want to make it work, then it's no holes. I'm just going to show my true side. My true, dirty, filthy side.
Yeah!
She sounds like a beautiful, beautiful girl.
She is a delicate young flower.
Yes.
So I'm going to be a filthy whore, and that'll teach my boyfriend that he shouldn't have broken up with me, because I guess I'm single now. I'm going to be a filthy whore. Well, you know, that's going to teach him.
Yeah, sure.
And no one else will teach him when you get the tracheotomy, because they got to take your throat out because of the cancer you got in it, smoking 19 packs of cigarettes a day.
You know, LaQuisha, I had heard a lot about this show before it premiered that Italian-Americans were protesting. I think all humans should be protesting. This show.
The Italian is the least of their problems. Look, on this show.
No one should be protesting. Let's celebrate these people's badness.
Well, finally, Snooki is done sucking the pickle, and she goes out with her girlfriend, Ryder, and gets all drunk up, and they're going to be all lesbian on each other. But it's no fun being a lesbian unless you got boys to watch and make them crazy.
Sure.
So she invites everybody to get into the hot tub, and she starts being all lesbian with her girlfriend. And the situation is very pleased about that. So pleased that he starts joining in and making out with Snooki, and it looks like they're going to be a couple now.
Oh,
and
no.
Snooki is head over heels for the situation because it's just the kind of guy she likes.
Mike could be a nice guy. Like, he shows his good side, then he shows off his jerk-off side, and that's what I like. A good guy and a jerk-off. It's all in the same.
It is all in the same.
All right.
Yes. A good guy and a jerk-off are both the same thing. It's all in the same.
It's the same thing, and that's what all women are looking for.
Someone stick a pickle in her mouth. Shut her up. Shut up, Snooki. Next week, Snooki gets punched in the face. I'm not kidding. A guy punches her in the face
all
next
right.
week.
LaQuisha, you're the best.
You
it's great
come
to talk
back
to you.
From vacation next week so we can talk about Snooki getting punched in the face.
Done and done.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 5 till 8.
I believe I heard the double hand claps of death in that song right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Kevin DeBede Show. Ralph Garman joins us for the Showbiz Beat. Hey, Ralph, as a lifelong fan of a certain Pennsylvania football team, are you delighted when you see the other Pennsylvania football team perform as poorly as they did last night? Makes you happy, huh?
It does. It's rare to see a team that just won the Super Bowl the previous season be pretty much out of it by week 14.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often, but at 6-7, they don't have a lot of hope. For the
losers playoffs. Of the Super Bowl have a lot bigger problems,
usually,
right?
There's a hangover when you lose the Super Bowl that you end up, more often than not even making the playoffs.
Right.
But it's rare that the winner doesn't show up. Usually they at least are competitive the following season.
Yeah, because they usually come back with the same guys, you know, pretty much after that.
And they lost
five in a row or something like that?
Yeah, imagine being 6-2 and being the Steelers and saying 6-2, we're in pretty good shape.
Doing pretty well.
And dropping five in a row.
Not good.
Including to Oakland and then the
That's
Browns.
Right. Yes.
So,
yeah, I know.
Well, we'll talk to Andrew Siciliano later on the program, who is a huge Browns fan.
Yeah, Browns, 2-11 now. Woo!
He's going to be so happy today. Adam Carolla in minutes on the Kevin DeBede Show right now. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat.
I heard you guys talking to LaQuisha earlier about MTV and the Jersey Shore. You guys watching On the Air with Alexa Chung over there on MTV?
Hi! And
no.
You weren't watching it?
No.
No one else was, apparently, either.
So
the network has canceled the show.
Okay, then.
Apparently, December 17th will be the finale for On the Air with Alexa Chung, who is a lovely young lady.
Amazing.
Very pretty and very personable. I've enjoyed the show the few times that I've caught it. I guess I should have been more faithful.
Yeah, I mean, you're part of the problem.
No one was watching. However, MTV...
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
Oh, come on! MTV's latest reality show, Teen Mom, is a smash hit.
Really? That looks like such a downer.
Teen Mom.
Wow, what's a downer about that? It seems like it's all good times.
What should be better and more fun than being an unwed teenage mother struggling in high school and having to deal with pregnancy?
What could be better? Nothing.
Nothing.
I think. I mean, that's the
Nielsen's
top.
Ratings for the show, the overnight show, pulled in just over 2 million viewers. The best debut of the year for MTV. So congratulations to all those pregnant teenage moms out there.
Go teenage moms.
I do know that if information sticks, there are a lot of women out there who will take great care to not become pregnant after watching that show.
Yeah. Here's the thing, and maybe this is just me being cynical, but I think for some girls who aren't quite as self-aware, there will be a certain, wow, that girl gets to be on television kind of appeal to.
Yeah, probably.
Which scares me.
Yeah.
It may not scare off some young girls. It may actually encourage that behavior because any attention is good intention for some.
Yeah.
And I fear that it may actually spur on that kind of behavior in the hopes that maybe I'll get that kind of thing. Everyone will be talking about me and looking at me if I get pregnant.
Girl, you make me want to get you pregnant.
Yeah.
The theme song.
Uh-huh. Put a baby in you.
Knocked up.
Tequila. Speaking of more MTV, former MTV stars. She has not made a big fan out of Sean Merriman. This is the San Diego Charger linebacker.
Really?
Sure.
Who she claimed choked and attacked her last September.
Come on, you can't be serious. She's an Oriental, for Christ's sake.
Sean Merriman.
Tony Soprano, we have no room for you.
Filed a countersuit against Tila Tequila. for intentional interference with contract and unfair competition and trademark infringement.
What? What?
What?
I thought this was an assault case.
It is. What? She's suing for that. But he is claiming that her unfair allegations, her wrong allegations, caused him to lose out on a T-shirt deal with Walmart. Because he's got a clothing line.
Right.
And she illegally used his Lights Out logo on her website while talking about the story, so he's slapping her with infringement as well.
Well, what are you going to do?
You know, he's got a new sports drink out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, called Lights Out Sports Drink, I think it's called. And apparently it makes you want to beat women up.
I don't think that's true.
That's what I've heard.
That is not true at all.
So
I'm not exotic. I'm Asian.
They're going to have to figure this out in court. And did Lindsay Lohan... Does she have a new boyfriend? In Touch magazine claims Kevin Connolly of Entourage has hooked up.
Really?
The ginger connection?
With the former star, yeah. It's two pale women rolling around together. Apparently they hooked up at an after-hours party at Leonardo DiCaprio's house. Connolly and Leonardo DiCaprio, big buddies, by the way. They go to the Lakers games together all the time. And apparently they've been seeing each other ever since. So Lindsay and Kevin, apparently a new item. Don't tell the situation, though, because it'll be jealous.
The situation will be very upset.
I think he's got a thing for Lindsay. Today's celebrity birthday is Jermaine Jackson, brother of Michael, son of Joe, father of Your Majesty.
Best part.
He is 55 years old today.
Named his kid Your Majesty.
Jermaine and Your Majesty.
When's the Jackson 4 TV show debut? Is it next month?
Sooner than that, I think. Oh, over there on A&E. I think it's pretty soon.
Do not know.
Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 51 years old today. Gary Dorden, formerly of CSI, is 43. Actress Monique from The Parkers and a brand new show, a movie rather, called Precious, where she's getting some great reviews, is 42 years old. Most Deaf is 36. And Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World is 30 years old. Before I sign off officially, I do have some more tickets to give away for our special advanced screening of Avatar.
Ah.
If you'd like to see it before anybody else, the lucky five callers at 1-800-520-1067 who get through first will get a four-pack of tickets. You and three friends will get to attend our special advanced screening of Avatar, directed by legendary director James Cameron.
Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
I
didn't mean it that way.
If you'd like to go, call now, 1-800-520-1067, and you get to see it. And as Bean mentioned earlier today, it is getting rave reviews, people saying it's quite the film.
Can't wait.
How about
check
that?
Check it out. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, where every Friday our friend Adam the Ace Man Carolla stops by. Listen to this, by the way. iTunes this week released their list of the best of 2009. What do you think the best podcast of 2009 was, according to iTunes, Kevin?
I would say Ricky Gervais.
Actually, no. Susie Orman giving financial advice probably was number one. But just right up there with it was Regular Guy Hijinks with a Dose of Absurdity. And that's the great Adam Carolla and AdamCarolla.com, his podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Adam.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Yes, we were number one. I think she was number one in the video category.
Video department, that's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ironic.
That's a nice thing.
<That's
ironic. laughs>
She should be seen and
heard not seen. Right? Yes. I hate to get off topic, but is the podcast a way to make a living these days? I mean, are you still doing it as a labor of love, or are you actually getting some bank on it?
It's becoming a way to make a living. You can start advertising, and we're expanding. We're doing a little sports show and a car show and a home improvement show.
Really?
And we're trying, yeah.
Well, it is very, very funny. You have to check out all of Adam's podcasts. He gets great guests, and he's reliable every day right up there on the podcast. And it's great to see you again coming by here, too. We appreciate you still got time for your terrestrial radio friends every once in a while.
Always time for my friends over here, Kevin and Bean. Although I heard some disturbing news on the ride in. I heard a commercial for our friends over at Galpin Ford.
Oh, this has long been...
Yeah, yeah. This is an issue.
This is an issue that
this an issue.
You've had for a long time.
Well, it's an issue. It's an issue.
Do you want me to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you want me to play? This is the commercial that aired that Adam heard on his way in, and it's not acceptable.
Hi, this is Bo Bachman from Galpin Ford. Well, here's the deal. Galpin Ford has been the number one volume Ford dealer in the world for 19 straight years. However, right now, we're number two.
Oh!
That's right. 19. That's almost 25 straight years.
It's almost 20, but okay.
Well, yeah, but on the way. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
19?
Okay, 19. Right. Now they're number two. Now, normally, they're number one,
right,
but somebody's nipping at their heels. Somebody's nipping at their bumper.
Somebody passed them.
This year, they've been passed.
Yes.
Okay? And there's no way that crown is leaving California. There's just no way. I'll block every bus stop. I'll send my men to every terminal of every airport, even John Wayne.
It's in jeopardy, though.
They're not. It's not leaving. And I know who. I know who's behind this.
Who?
It's big Walt Heffman Ford out in Muncie.
Yeah.
I know those a-holes.
I don't think that,
I think it might. Okay.
I don't think it's them.
Then
no.
It's Doug Baker, the deal maker.
It's not.
That son of a bitch.
It's not
I,
the deal maker.
I know his work. It smells like Doug Baker's work.
Because he would come in and steal it away?
Dudes
no.
in Ford and Raleigh?
No.
Bill Shaker, the deal maker?
I don't think so. I don't think it's any of the deal makers.
How about Connie Baker, the deal maker? That son of a bitch. Connie, if you listen, you're not taking the crown.
I don't think that's the case. I think
Dutch Raker, the deal maker? This is his work?
Are there a lot of deal makers?
Do they only do this if it rhymes?
Ronnie Ford?
Pick
no.
Job?
How about Ronnie Higginstaller, the deal maker?
Well, that's a terrible title.
I know. They just. I think they just stuck deal maker at the end of that one.
Dude, I don't know what's happening.
Duke Runyon Ford, Texarkana. This is who's taking this crown.
I think it's Texarkana.
I'm sure it's not.
I'm angry. There's no way. Look, it's not leaving. It's not funny
because all of us hear these commercials and we go, well, they're just saying stuff to sell cars. It's just a promotion. Adam gets so invested
just
in the crown
one.
Being in his state.
Well, what do we have? We don't have a football team. USC sucks this year. We just don't have anything here. It's all we have is the Ford sales crown.
And now that's going away?
It's not like we have the Stanley Cup. It's not like we have the Rocky Mountains. We don't even have. We have no national monuments. We don't have a Little Italy.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have nothing but that Ford crown, and it's not leaving.
No.
Now get on it. Now look, I don't want to tell people how to spend their money, and I know times are tight. But hey, look, it's the first day of Hanukkah, right?
Right.
That's right.
All right. Now they got Ford F-250 Duallys over there. You know, it's a nice truck. I know you Jews love a Dually. You put the lumber rack and the bed box on there. You see the guys, the Jewish fellas driving around in those Duallys all day long. You go over there and get yourself a Festiva or a Windjammer or whatever they got over there. You know, pick something in. You know what? And maybe you can't afford it. Maybe you can't afford a new Ford. So you go in with a few guys around the office.
But what?
You get 20. You go around. Hey, you want to go in? You can't afford. I can't afford a new Ford. You can't afford? Good. Let's
then
go in on
together.
One. You take the Festiva every Thursday. I'll take it every weekend. You know what I'm saying?
I don't mean to be a heretic, but what happens to us if the crown does leave? I mean, what?
How? You see, when you talk that way, this is what happens.
What?
Well, this is. Okay, first off, look, I know this sounds like, hyperbole here, or I'm expanding the credulity here, but this is how the Holocaust got started. A lot of people stood around.
No,
I'm not Jewish. What? No, it's got nothing to do with me.
No,
hey, I drive an Audi. This got nothing to do with me.
No,
I'm a Nissan man. This got nothing to do with me. I'm going to stay out of it.
You're absolutely right.
When
now,
good
that's how
people
evil. That's
right.
Exactly.
Thank you. When good people do nothing, now, let's get over there. Let's
all
go
right,
buy ourselves a Ford.
That's excellent advice. I like it very much. All right, we got to take a break. Adam Carolla is here, adamcarolla.com. We'll be right back with the Week in Rage right after this on The Kevin and Bean. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Andrew Siciliano talks sports with us next hour, and the great Bill Shatner will be here. Real quick, before we find out what you're ticked off about this week, Adam, you're doing a live show next week. Wednesday night is sold out. Thursday, we understand maybe still some tickets available. Where are you going to be, and what's going on for your people who want to see the podcast live?
Irvine Improv will do a live improv or do a live podcast. Over there, and I think we have an 8 o'clock show. Ralph's going to be in that show, sold out, and then we just open it up for a 10 o'clock show.
Oh, that's right. The same night, so second show, same night, same cast. That's
just
awesome.
Go to adamcarolla.com or go to Irvine, whatever.
Would you guess that the second show is going to be better or worse than the first show?
I think they'll both be bad.
Okay.
The way I think. Yeah.
All right.
Actually, I think there'll be a horrible earthquake before Wednesday. We won't do either one.
Okay,
that's
good.
The way I think.
I like it.
It is Friday. That means the Ace Man stops by for the Week in Rage.
It's time for this week
in Rage.
All right. Number three working down to number one. You know how I'm trying to get this city moving, especially when it's drizzling outside. I want to get everyone moving along. And we have certain laws that slow us down. For instance, turning right. if there's a pedestrian that's walking across the crosswalk, you can't turn right until they're on the other side. If they stepped off, some of these streets we have, by the way, are pretty goddamn wide.
Takes a while.
Somebody steps off the curb on the other side 100 yards away, the a-hole in front of you who's turning right when you want to turn right has to wait until that person drags their sorry ass. And we have some of the slowest pedestrians in the world.
We do, yes.
In especially in L.A., because people are pissed, especially the brothers. Fastest people on the planet, slowest pedestrians. What else could that mean but F you, Whitey? That could only mean, it could only be taken as F you to the white man, right?
And the law is they can ticket you if you don't wait.
If you turn,
even if they're on the other side of the
1 foot off the curb on the other side of Fairfax or Beverly or whatever, it could be a huge Grand Canyon worth of chasm between the two of you. You can get a ticket for turning right until that person is all the way up on the other side. So people are paranoid because we have, you know, ticket riding happy cops out in this city. So no, we have to change the law. But by the way, pedestrians, let's get it going. Angry teens dragging their pants around their ankles like they ran out of an outhouse after it caught fire, like there's a tarantula on the toilet seat. The brothers dragging their ass. All the weird homeless people in the super sad wheelchairs pulling themselves along with just their feet, their hands free. No, everyone, we have the slowest.
You want them to speed up?
Pick it up, people. Let's go. Hey, grandma with the stroke cane. Let's go. Let's go. Cross it. Break into a gallop. At least do that thing where you fake run, even if you don't move any faster, your
like
arms just start swinging. Do that move. But let's pick it up, or let's change the law. We drag the city to a halt.
The law is just don't hit anyone, but okay, everything
let's
else
go.
Is...
Let's go. There's a crack like they do in Manhattan. You think we have more cars here than they have in the city of Manhattan?
That's correct.
No, but they drive angry over there.
That's correct.
They drive
right.
Like champions, and they move along.
That's right.
It's
right.
Such a shame that you're so lazy, because you should be the mayor of this city, Adam.
Boy.
Serious.
Could I get this thing? If I didn't need my 9-hour nap every day in the middle of the day, I could get this city moving. All right, this next one, a tip. Yes, Hanukkah is upon us, and a lot of people. I went to a Jewish funeral a couple days back, and they gave you the fake temp yarmulke.
Right.
It's a good-sized fake temp yarmulke, and they give that to all the goyim. And as a matter of fact, when I got home, I checked the pocket of one of my sport coats, and there was another fake temp yarmulke that was in there. I'll bet you if you go home and check your sport jacket, you'll find a dollar, you'll find a parking pay stub, and you'll find a fake yarmulke in there, because you go to somebody's house for the Seder, and they give you the fake temp yarmulke.
Right.
But then the goyim, we don't know what to do with it.
Right.
We don't recycle it. We don't use it. We don't bring it with us
but
to the next Jewish event.
Away.
You don't want to throw it away.
Right.
What do? Cone coffee filter. It is perfect.
Cone coffee filter.
You know how you run out of coffee filters?
Sure.
And you start going for the paper towels or the Kleenex or the whatever. It doesn't work out. You try to make it into that shape.
Yeah.
This thing is the shape of a cone coffee filter.
That's a good
tip. It drops right in. I'm sure it's made by the same company. I'm sure they use the same press to punch these things out. You know, from 8 to noon, they make the yarmulkes, and then after that to 5 o'clock, it's right into the cone coffee filter. It'll drop right in. It's got the perfect consistency. You have beautiful coffee, and you don't have to throw it away. I mean, we're all trying
great
to go
idea.
Green, aren't we?
That's a great idea.
All right, so this Hanukkah,
good tip.
Use the yarmulke as a cone coffee filter.
All right.
All right, and last one, cop hats.
Cop hats.
Raining outside. Saw the cop directing traffic, getting out of the car, standing out there today. He was wearing the cop hat, but he pulled the little slicker, the little doily over the cop hat.
Right.
Make it into a filter. No, do it. Pull the thing. I don't know what it is. Cops are so into their hats, they have a rain slicker for your hat.
Right.
Most people use a hat to keep the rain off them. They have a separate hat for their hat.
Right.
They're so hat crazy over there in Copland. They love their hats. Most people go, it's raining outside, I'm going to pull my hat on. But no one goes, but where's the second hat for your hat?
It's like having
a slicker for your umbrella. Where are you going with that? That umbrella's going to get wet. Put the cover on the umbrella. Here's my idea, cop. Make your hat waterproof. Then you can just have a hat like everyone else.
Just one.
Hit the little Scotch guard. Wow. You got a hat. You don't have to pull the weird clear slicker like you're working at a fast food place. Hey, cafeteria lady or cop? And once the hat comes off, you just become an usher at that point. So you need the hat, but I want to shoot the weird clear thing on your head. It's weird.
It's doubling up. You don't need that.
It's a hat. You already have a hat.
All
Make
right.
it waterproof. We're good.
Okay, I like it.
How hard is it raining?
Jesus Christ! All right. You got the hat. That's enough. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Exactly. Why is Adam Carolla the only one in the world who sees things clearly? I don't know. AdamCarolla.com. Please check it out for all the podcasts and also information on seeing the live show next Wednesday night. Ace, have a great weekend, man. Thanks
Good
for coming.
Times. Thank you.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8:38.
Kevin Abicho here. Anyone else shocked that as Frenchmen, they're actually good at something, that band Phoenix? I mean, really, that surprised me.
I have seen them live. I saw them in New York City, and they are great.
Oh, but they're French. How great can they be, right?
They're really good.
That's what I'm saying.
Even
it's just
though
shocking.
They're French. It is a shock.
Yeah. Of course, they're performing this weekend at the Almost Acoustic Christmas 2009 shows, completely sold out. But you can go to kevinabean.com for all the details and how you can watch every minute of the show this weekend. It's going to be huge, huge, huge on the internet. All right. Kevin, tell me about your favorite new TV show on the A&E Network.
Steven Seagal, Lawman.
I make a living in the movies, but for the past 20 years, I've also been a cop. I serve the people of Jefferson Parish, Louisiana. My name is Steven Seagal. That's right, Steven Seagal, Deputy Sheriff.
Yeah, that's right, Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. How are you, man?
Good morning, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
That's right,
now,
Steven Seagal
right.
on the phone.
Now, Stephen, right. for those that are listening to our show that have no idea who you are,
who could that be?
A lot. A big action star in the late 80s, early 90s?
2000s?
Not really.
Yeah.
Directed 80s, DVD.
90s, 2000s.
Directed DVD
Future.
Movies in the 2000s. And you do.
That's right.
You do martial arts and you're fat, right? I have that accurate?
I do martial arts.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
Your last film in theaters, though, was back in 2001, a movie called Exit Wounds that
that's
people
right.
seem to like.
Seagal
but it was
in Exit Steven. Wounds.
Right, but that was quite a long time ago. So, are you a cop now? That's how you're making a living? Is that why you're walking the beat?
Years. I've been a cop for 20 years in the Jefferson Parish,
a real
in
cop,
Louisiana. Yeah, a real cop.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal, yeah.
Right. That's right.
Don't they have any kind of weight restrictions on being an officer in that part of the country?
I'm in excellent shape.
You're fat.
I'm not fat. I'm in excellent shape.
I saw the show. I saw two of them. You're fat.
I'm big boned.
You're big boned. You have a lot of meat on your big bones.
I still have the power it takes to take a man down.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've got the eyes to see if a guy's looking, having the wrong way, if his foot is placed in a certain way, or his hands are being held in a certain way. I can tell if he's going to be a bad guy or a good guy. I've got that power.
Even though normal officers don't see that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Your
power's
immense.
That's yeah. right.
Huh.
Okay. Steven Seagal.
All right.
You
okay.
can see things.
What do you like about walking the beat? Why did you want to be a cop, Steven?
It's great to be down there with the people because, you know, I've been studying martial arts my whole life. I'm not worried about myself, but I'm worried about my fellow officers.
Yeah.
That's
what
I got
say.
A chance
yeah.
to look out for those people.
Yeah. You're not worried about yourself at all because you're trained?
Well, that, and I can also turn lead into gold.
What? You can turn lead into gold?
Yeah.
What are you talking
about?
How do you do that?
It's a power I have.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have power.
I can seed rain clouds with my tears.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that
it
doesn't seem...
That's right.
I know a lot of governments have been trying that,
what
but I...
Think? Seed and rain clouds.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're wasting your abilities then on the force if you could actually change weather. You should be doing that.
I do that, too. I do it all. I'm also a musician. I've been playing the blues for... 20 years.
You do spend a lot of time on that show,
yeah.
making them watch you play the blues. Oh,
oh! Well, we don't need to hear it. We don't need to hear any of those. Steve. We're take your word for it.
I'd love to.
That's right, Steven Seagal. I built the International Space Station.
You didn't do that.
That's right, Steven Seagal. I brought the banana to the new world. That's right.
Is that the blues,
Steven Seagal? I invented the chemical formula for Formica. That's right, Steven Seagal. I named Canada.
You didn't name Canada. That's not true.
That's right. I wrote a Christmas carol about Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's not. That was long before you.
And I created the first library, post office, and fire department in these United States of America.
You're thinking of Ben Franklin, Steven Seagal. You're confused.
That's right, Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Kmart is named after me.
How?
How? What? K and Mart. What does that have to do with Steven Seagal?
It's not important. That's right. Steven Seagal. Okay. Did I mention I invented scissors?
No, you didn't.
No, but you didn't do that right. either.
Steven Seagal.
You didn't mention that.
That's right, Steven Seagal.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right,
my,
ladies
my new
and gentlemen.
Album. Hope you pick it up.
There you go, the great Steven Seagal,
oh,
the
right.
'80s show.
Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
Give anything away.
Enunciate.
Don't want to give anything away, but Saturday night.
Oh, no.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 8:52.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll talk the sports with our friend Andrew Siciliano coming up. Plus, the captain will be on the bridge. Ladies and gentlemen, the great William Shatner joins us next hour here on the Kevin Bean Show as well. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Friday. What's going on?
Happy Hanukkah to all my friends in the tribe.
Yeah.
Just want to give them a heads up. It's the first day of the Festival of Lights. Go Maccabees. Big fan.
Long time.
The only problem with the Hanukkah
mm-hmm.
is you have to listen to Adam Sandler sing that song.
Well,
I think we've all had an ass full of that.
There is right? a limited number of Hanukkah songs that are
yeah,
played.
There's
yeah.
one.
One. Yeah.
Well, that and Dreidel, 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 yes. I Made You Out of Clay.
Which is 200 right. years
That's
ago.
Two.
Right.
But the good news is this season, for the first time ever, we've got a new cover of the Hanukkah song from Adam Sandler.
What? A cover of the Hanukkah song?
Yes, done by okay. Legendary singer, songwriter, and Jew, Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond doing a cover of the Hanukkah song.
This is a joke.
This wow. is the real deal.
This you made this,
this
up.
This is absolutely real. You can go to Neil's website and get it.
I'm blocked from that site. I'm not allowing myself
to go. I just have to go to NeilDiamond.com?
No. no.
But it's Neil Diamond doing a cover of Hanukkah song. Would you like to hear some?
Oh, more than anything.
It's great. It really is good.
Hanukkah is the festival of lights. Instead of one day of presents, we have a crazy night. When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish, just like you and me.
Very
David
smart move from Mr.
Roth. He lights the menorah.
Does he seem to anyone else like he's just a parody of what he used to be in the 70s?
How dare
like he's
you.
Doing a funny
I
cartoon
Neil
voice
Diamond.
Of what Neil Diamond used to sound
but he
like.
He always sounded like
40
that.
Years ago.
He's
when
always
he was...
sounded like that.
Well, then he's
Neil
bad. He's
forever,
always bad.
Kevin. It doesn't matter what day, what era it comes from. Neil Diamond is for now and forever.
Neil Diamond needs to die.
Die. Wow.
Murder button.
That is not the way to celebrate Hanukkah,
murder
in my opinion.
Not for Hanukkah, but for Neil Diamond.
I love Neil Diamond.
Because you don't like his music, he should die?
Yes.
Aren't there some poor people that we can test cosmetics on?
Come on, Malibu Kevin. How hard
are you?
This Jamie Jungers needs to shut up.
This one of Tiger's Woods?
One of Tiger's 12 Whores of Christmas. And she was on the Today Show this morning.
Right.
And she was talking to Meredith Vieira.
She's a whore, okay?
And she dropped the bombshell that Tiger had her come and stay at his house while his wife was gone.
Yeah!
Okay.
All right, she's out the door now.
That's
There's
bad form
no
to do it in your marital
gonna...
bed, right?
Yeah, that is that's one thing to cat around. But when the wife's out and you bring your whore home and you have sex in your house that you share with your wife?
Yeah.
No. What happened?
Come on now, people.
No.
I don't understand.
This happened probably a month after we've been seeing each other. She told Meredith Vieira this morning. He flew me out, came, picked me up at the airport, and I stayed there for a night. I never told him I loved him, but there were times I wanted to. But I didn't. It's a bit intimidating, she says. And when asked if she got any money or anything out of the relationship, she said, I didn't even get a birthday card. I got nothing out of this relationship but a broken heart.
Oh, poor baby.
Don't we feel bad for the trashy lingerie model?
Get naked, you strange whore!
Guys, maybe I've been watching too much CSI, but I would be just, I'd be too terrified of leaving behind some DNA or some hair or something in the bed. You know what I mean?
Well, luckily, this girl is blonde, so.
Yeah, man,
I guess he figured that would match up.
Sure.
You know?
Will you buy me that purse I want over there? I'll do anything because I'm a whore.
Yeah. She also says she's never been an escort, never been paid for sex. Meanwhile, this Vegas madam, Michelle Braun, the escort service owner that I told you about earlier this morning,
right,
says she has the 1099 forms that prove that Jamie Junger worked for her and was an escort for
What's
her.
What's happening?
So this is getting more and more fascinating.
What's happening?
You know Peter Jackson? He's got a new movie coming out this weekend, The Lovely Bones. Mm-hmm. About a dead girl that floats over
a
family.
That's the porn title also, right?
Yeah. Mm. Floats over a family while they're trying to get over her rape and murder. Good time.
She was kind of weird, but she was a fun weird.
He's probably best known for his wild success with the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Right. Sure.
And now is in pre-production on The Hobbit, the next J.R.R. Tolkien novel that he's tackling. But I did an interview today, and I thought this was interesting. I thought I'd read you this little piece of the interview.
Okay.
Just a little taste of the interview.
Just a bit.
Just a little something from you that might catch your attention. The first movie I ever saw was Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward.
How about that?
Movie? Did they do a movie?
They
did
a,
they did a feature film.
They did? Oh, they did?
Yeah,
oh,
in 1966, they did a feature-length film. Hmm. They jump on this pole in their civilian clothes, and when they slid down at the bottom into the Batcave, there were Batman and Robin. I was only 4 or 5 years old at the time, and I was amazed by this magical transformation. I remember asking my older cousin, how do they do that? My cousin must have been about 8, and he said, oh, that's just special effects. I can still remember hearing those words for the first time. In some respects, I can chart everything I've ever done back to that moment.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Thank you. Thank you.
The whole thing is, I just don't care at all.
Batman gave you Lord of the Rings. That's all I'm telling you people. That's how it happened. That happened.
Ralph loves that because that's his favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Best TV show ever.
Hey, baby. Want to take a gander at some Adam West penis?
Yes.
I just don't care at all.
And we got some news about one of our other favorite TV shows, Flight of the Conchords.
Oh,
yes.
Tell me they're going to do another season.
Brett and Jermaine have released the following statement.
Come on.
We've noticed the less we say about the future of the show, the more people want to talk about it. So in an effort to reverse this trend, we are today announcing that we won't be returning for a third season.
Oh, come on.
It's not a surprise, though.
I know, but come on.
We're very proud of the two seasons we made, and we like the way the show ended. We'd like to thank everyone who helped make the show and also everyone who watched it. While the characters Brett and Jermaine will no longer be around, the real Brett and Jermaine will continue to exist. They promised us.
No!
So there's your update on Flight of the
Conchords. What about Murray?
Lisa!
Who gets Murray?
What about Murray?
Who gets Murray?
I love Murray. He's Murray was in Pirate Radio. Have you ever seen the movie Pirate Radio? Yeah. He's in that. He's very good.
And didn't he seem like he was playing Murray?
Yes. That's all right with me. I'll take as much Murray as I can get. I want a Murray Christmas.
Oh! By the way,
sweet.
Wow. I love it. That's a great idea.
Oh, sweet.
In a week where you told us about them working on the script for Spider-Man 4,
yeah.
It's so unusual to see something that's so critically and commercially acclaimed that Hollywood is willing to walk away from, but I guess it's because this isn't Hollywood. This is our Australian friends, but they're leaving money on the table, is what I'm saying.
That is a very European mentality when it comes to television. They make TV series with the intent of just doing one or two seasons and walking away. The original Office only went two seasons.
Mm-hmm. I mean, with his follow-up, the Extras.
Extras, yeah. They go in with the intent of having a story to tell and telling it in 13, 16 parts, and then that's it. That's all the story they have. They don't intend to go on and on and on.
By the way, aren't they New Zealanders? And isn't that a big difference between that and Australian?
Yes. No, but they do it in European television in general, just...
I was talking to Bean.
My bad.
Bean said Australian, and they'll go off on him.
No. Don't say
that.
Although, Jermaine, being an Australian, being a New Zealander, did Outback Steakhouse commercials for a while, which I always felt was sort of a betrayal of his ethnicity. So I guess if he can do that, we can call him Australian.
All right.
Yeah.
New Zealand. It is a country. Yes, it is.
That's right.
Thank you, Murray.
That's what they insist. Today's celebrity birthday is actor Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World is 30 years old today. Most Deaf celebrates his 36th birthday. Monique, who currently can be seen in Precious, is 42. Gary Dorden from CSI is 43 years old. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 51. And Jermaine Jackson is 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just played Honda Center last night. It's the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 13 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Hey, Dave King of Mexico.
All right, good.
What is that? How does that help us? What does that do? What are you doing over there?
It doesn't. All I know is we were set to play something, and then when we got to the point in the show where we were going to play it, Mike just panicked and started diving and hitting buttons. I don't have any idea what happened.
He's good.
Sorry.
All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show for a Friday. William Shatner in moments right now. Maybe the best human on earth. He is, of course, the one, the only, the original host of the original Red Zone on the one and only DirecTV. Ladies and gentlemen, our friend Andrew Siciliano joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Andrew. How are you, man?
Good morning, guys. The honor to lead off for Shatner. I mean, with my ears, I guess I'm kind of playing the Spock role today.
Shatner is coming up next. That's true.
I thought about you last night when I saw the result.
Were your pants
on? Yeah, they were. Okay. When I saw the results of the Monday night game, I thought, I know a happy little radio sports announcer.
Yeah. You know, the Steeler fans, and for those who don't know, I'm a Browns fan, the Steeler fans are calling it the worst Steeler loss since the merger. The only thing I really care about, well, two things. One, the Browns kind of screwed themselves out of the first overall pick. And two, the fact that Hines Ward, bless his poor little cheap shot at the knees heart, was crying when walking back to the locker room, according to Rachel Nichols and ESPN. That just warms my heart on a cold, rainy night.
There's no crying in football. That's crazy.
Evidently there is from Hines Ward.
Tell me what the deal is as a professional sports dude. What is the deal with a guy like Roethlisberger who – it's like they flip a switch. It's like there's two of them in the locker room, and they decide whether they're going to send out the good one or the bad one.
Usually the good one is there, and if the bad one is out there, then they'll find a way to find the good one by the time the fourth quarter rolls around. And in the fourth quarter, especially against the Browns, I mean, he's made millions against the Browns over the years of hanging around, and in the fourth quarter just, you know, cutting their heart out and holding it up like it's an Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah.
And he was not able to do that last night. And the kicker – did my voice crack?
Yes.
The thing about that,
the kicker
last night, the Browns, anyone that makes any money for them on defense and has gone to any Pro Bowls is out for the year. So they sacked Roethlisberger eight times. They brought down Harry and the Hendersons eight times last night with guys, many of whom, no joke, were, as they say, quote-unquote, on the street a couple of weeks ago. Guys that were practice squad guys, and they tied a team record with eight sacks. So
that's amazing.
It was ridiculous. and
I just, not to spend too much time on the one game, but
we were
talking earlier today about how what it must be like in Pittsburgh after you win the freaking Super Bowl and then you come back, and at this point it's unlikely they'll make the playoffs. I guess they still could. They could end up 8-8 or something like that, but I mean, it just must be devastating for them.
Here are the teams that the Steelers are behind for the wild card right now: Denver, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Miami, and the Jets. All of them.
Wow.
Denver and Jacksonville are the and the Jets, which seems unlikely at 6-7. So it seems likely that your defending champions from Northern West Virginia will not make the playoffs.
Let's talk about this Sunday. What are the interesting games?
Well, you have two undefeated teams, inexplicably 12-0, still going for the perfect season, which the Patriots did 2 years ago. Saints are on the road to the Falcons. They'll win. The Falcons are way too banged up to win. They're great at home, but not with Chris Redman at quarterback. And Matt Ryan, if he plays, is going to be limping around. And then it's Indy at home against Denver, which is really interesting because Denver's good enough to beat them. But think about, guys, where would the Colts be without Peyton Manning? You talk about MVPs, and you know, there are quarterbacks with better stats this year, like, you know, Drew Brees, for example, but or Brett Favre. Without Manning, they might be 5-7, 4-8.
Yeah, you're right.
And
yeah,
they
that's
have
true.
A bunch of nobodies, and their defense, everyone's hurt. I mean, like the Browns, everybody is hurt other than their front line, their back line, their secondary is just ridiculous. And Peyton is the most valuable player in football, hands down. But they're not going to try to go 16-0. Jim Caldwell will shut it down. He's the new coach. He'll do the Tony Dungy thing from a couple of years ago. So.
Meaning they don't care enough about getting that. They want to rest him because they care more about the playoffs and the Super Bowl?
Exactly. Yeah. And if they win the game Sunday, which they will get home field throughout the AFC playoffs. They will wrap that up. They already won the division last week.
Right.
So this is for home field, which means once they win this one, you can forget about 16-0. But the Saints are going to fight for a while because the Vikings are on their tail. Even though the Vikings lost Arizona last week, Saints are going to
I'm sorry,
go
the Vikings
it.
Got destroyed by Arizona last
I
week.
I know, but technically they're still kind of in it. Vikings actually have a really good game. They get the Bengals this week. So old man Brett now has to prove that his arm isn't going to fall off like it did last December. In other words, prove he's not Tony Romo.
He's certainly.
You're absolutely right. We are at the point in the season now where you start to go, okay, it's impressive that you're still out there playing at 40, but now we're getting into Christmas. Now
exactly.
What you got, right?
Exactly. Like your bones get sore and creaky because the weather's turning, you grumpy old man.
But hasn't he looked better this whole season than he did when he was in New York?
Absolutely.
The whole season.
I mean, you're talking about MVP. He's the MVP. Where are they with Tavares Jackson?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's amazing. And as many jokes as we crack about Brett Favre, and I'm sure as we've been on the phone, somebody has written five more.
Sure.
The guy's the reason they're winning. Period.
He's amazing.
Discussion.
Yep, you're absolutely right. We're on the phone with our friend Andrew Siciliano, by the way, who has an ESPN show, if you're listening in Southern California, that airs starting at 11 on AM 710. And you're heard in other parts around the country as well, right, Andrew?
Sure, sometimes, yeah.
Okay. In our remaining moments here, I have to ask, how can we make the Tiger Woods story go away? How
what?
Can we be done with it?
Are you kidding? This is the best.
Female friend called me 2 days ago and said there are three words I never want to hear again: Tiger Woods and allegedly. It's not going to go away, guys. It's not. Why do you think it's going to go away?
All right. How many more levels are yet to be discovered?
Well, there's the fear, and I stress this is all allegedly. There's a fear of a love child. Now, granted, I don't think that would be. That would be the shocker of all shockers.
I saw the fear of the love child and the fear of the sex tape.
And the fear of the tape. Yeah. Which would be worse? That's a great one. Mm. There's a great discussion.
Yeah.
Oh, love child would be way worse.
What?
Love child? No, I don't
no,
think
I
so.
Think tape.
Depends
I
on his performance in the tape.
That's right.
You know, if he's impressive, everybody goes, hey, wow, all right.
Well, at least one of the chicks has come out and said no protection, and she wasn't on anything, and he wasn't using a condom or anything like that, and they had sex a lot. So if he doesn't have a love child out there, it's just because he got very lucky, or that was another payoff.
More than one of the chicks has come out and said that. You want to talk about sociopathic behavior?
Yeah.
Suppose this is all allegedly, of course. The waitress at Perkins, which is kind of like a Denny's, right?
Right.
The
right.
Waitress at Perkins. He allegedly consummated the relationship and then continued to go back on weekends to the restaurant with his wife while she stood there and waited on them.
No kidding.
Allegedly, that's like, do you guys watch Dexter?
Yes,
that's
love
like
it.
The
of course.
Serial killer working at the police department.
Love
I mean, that.
That
is sociopathic behavior, and I'll be honest, guys, it's what makes him good as a golfer.
That's sociopathic
because he has no nerves.
Yeah,
like I mean, if
that's right.
If us were in that situation, can you imagine the overcompensation and the shaking and the nerves and the...
Absolutely. Oh, you wouldn't have an appetite, that's for sure.
You're right, you wouldn't eat, you'd be looking off... You, okay.
You'd never go to that restaurant. You just
you
would never...
go to that restaurant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's Dexter. Think about that. That's, yeah. Exactly
that's amazing.
What that is. Now, in the videotape, do you think... Can you imagine the YouTube remix version with people yelling... In the hole or whatever. The
sure, oh yeah. All the golf jokes, all the puns.
That's right.
We're talking about his woods and everything else. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, you have given us much to think about, but we're out of time. If you don't have the DirecTV Red Zone with the football package, you're lame, essentially, is what we've come to the conclusion. DirecTV.com is where you go, or 888-777-2454. Be sure to follow Andrew Siciliano on the Twitter, too. He's very, very funny. Andrew, have a great weekend, man. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin Bean Show. We enjoyed it, as always.
I love you guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, man. Bye.
Captain's log, Sade 456-52.1.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
William Shatner.
With the Commodore VIC-20, the whole family can learn computing at home.
William Shatner
plays great games too.
I'm not a Starfleet commander or T.J. Hooker.
Do you smell that? A sweet odor like honey.
I'm Denny Crane.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. William Shatner.
It is always a thrill to welcome our next guest back to the Kevin and Bean Show, and our man Bill is on the air on the Biography Channel Sunday nights at 10 with his new series, season 2 of his new talk show called Shatner's Raw Nerve. It is fantastic. Bill, great to have you, my friend. How are you?
Thank you. I mean, you're using the word fantastic. Is that like written for you, or did you really watch it?
Bean loves you enough to marry you. I find you fascinating.
Do we have a prenup?
No, listen, here's the thing, Bill, and in all seriousness, the guys will tell you, I've been requesting you to come on to talk about Raw Nerve for a number of weeks now because I knew it was coming back, and it is one of my favorite shows. There are dozens of chat shows on TV, but yours is unique in that I won't say unique because it reminds me of the Charlie Rose show in that it's interesting adults having interesting conversation without a lot of hoopla. They're not promoting anything. There's not jokes. There's not a band. It's just people getting into interesting topics and talking about them in depth. And you so rarely see that on television these days with our short attention span that we've got in this country.
You know, I agree with you, and that's what I wanted to do. And when they asked me if I'd like to do a talk show, and I sort of set it up, and that's exactly what I'm doing, having an interesting conversation with interesting people about subjects that I don't even think about when they sit down and we start to talk. It just arrives.
And that's what fascinated me when I saw the debut last week, and you had back-to-back episodes with Rush Limbaugh and Regis Philbin. Regis, a guy you've known for over 40 years, you guys talked about on the show. But a guy like Rush Limbaugh, I mean, that's a major get. He does not do very many interviews. Is that the type of thing that you did a lot of preparation for or had a list of topics that you were going to talk to him about ahead of time?
Nothing. You know, I think I may have flashed by on a radio station where he may have been on, but I've never listened to more than 30 seconds of him. I've just known about him, as we all have, through the news and his influential radio show.
Right.
But a fascinating man, no matter what your politics are. And he agreed to come on the show. And no preparation whatsoever, except that I knew where he was born and married and the few difficulties he had from the papers. But just sat down, like you would say, let's go have a drink or dinner, and sit across the table and find out about a person without any animosity, without any pre-arranged ideas, and just let the thing happen.
William, this is what's annoying to me, though, is you're a great actor, and now you're a great interviewer, and I have to do hours and hours of research, and then I still fall on my face, and
that's not true.
It is true.
No, you don't fall on your face. You sort of fall to your knees, and it's a good position for you.
It's what I'm used to, I'll tell you that.
By the way, this interview with Rush Limbaugh, they will air it again. They do put these in repeats throughout the season on the Bio channel. He talks about in depth the addiction, the pain pill addiction. He talks about the process of going through losing his hearing and what that meant and how likely it was he was going to get back in the whole surgery. I mean, you guys really went deep into this stuff.
What a beautiful thing when, because I ask each guest if they will bring something tangible that's meaningful to them, and he brought an old radio set in which you can broadcast, and at age 9 he was broadcasting in his house. It was like, you know, 5-yard radius that he could broadcast.
Right.
So this 9-year-old Rush Limbaugh, of which there are so many Rush Limbaughs in that Southern family, and he was the broadcaster in the Limbaugh family, and that's how he got
started. It was amazing.
It was touching.
It was fascinating. Now, do you come up with the wish list of who you'd like to talk to, Bill, based on your own interests of who you'd like to meet or ask questions of?
There's a person that's hired to do that, and I never quite understood, being the person who was being booked, the difficulties of a talk show is getting the guests.
Yeah.
Booking the guest is everything, and that person who books them is all important.
Yeah,
and so that, and I suppose, I don't know how it works with you guys. Who vets your people? They say, no, we don't want them on. Have you got anybody doing that?
We have everyone doing everything for us. You know that, William. Our producer Alex does a lot of that.
Well, the guy bringing the coffee is the most influential.
Yeah, well, that's true.
You are, I'm guessing, you happen to be a famous person yourself, talking to another famous person on the set making television. But I suspect, Bill, in your real life, you are the kind of guy who's just interested in people and feels that everybody's got a story to tell.
Well, that was the basis of the whole idea, that in my life, I love, as you guys know, we have spent time, as short as it's been, we try to avoid trivia and get into the things that are meaningful to us. And all my life, I've been interested in people, sit down, what's happening, and talk about something that's meaningful and get an insight into someone's soul. That, to me, is what life is all about. That is the most meaningful thing in life for me, other people and seeing how they work.
I have a clip of you with Jimmy Kimmel and how you got into his soul on this one. This is one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Have you ever made love to somebody who was drunk?
Oh, yes, yeah.
And their sense of feel and sense, their whole sensibility is different.
Yeah. It doesn't bother me at all. I just jump right on top.
So that's the kind of stuff that you have on there.
You have co-hosts like Regis and Jimmy. They're so accustomed to going through a pattern that they have.
Right, sure.
That it was difficult to break through the set stories, what they thought I wanted to hear. And it took time to say, no, I don't want to go with that music anecdote that takes 33 seconds to get to the punchline.
Right.
I'm not worried about a laugh or something that will be a bopper.
Well, we're not either then.
Well, listen, you know we're very close with Jimmy. He was our sports guy on the show for 5 years, Bill, you recall. And I spoke with him after he did that interview with you, and he said, I don't know how Shatner did it, but I talked about stuff I, A, have never talked about on television before, and B, promised myself I never would talk about on television before. So that was a compliment. Well, listen, we're almost out of time, but let me tell you about some of the guests that are coming up on Bill's show this season. Mackenzie Phillips, you can imagine what that's going to be like. Whoopi Goldberg, Gene Simmons, Jerry Springer, Larry Flint. I mean, you got a tremendous lineup, Bill, and I don't know how you continue to reinvent yourself from an actor to a best-selling author to a director to a musician. It's incredible the stamina that you have and the stuff you do. And you're really, this Shatner's Raw Nerve is a terrific show on the Biography Channel. We applaud you for it, my friend.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. You bet. Have a great holiday. We'll look forward to talking to you again in 2010,
indeed,
sir.
You shall. Thank you, Bill.
Bye. No, not even a little bit. Does that work?
Doesn't wait for the song dead anymore.
I don't want to give anything away, but Sunday night.
Stop it. Come on. It's not going to be a surprise.
It's the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 9:47.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hear my whole thing. The only thing standing between me and the weekend is whatever Ralph Garman's going to start blabbering about right now. So make it quick. Pick it up. Come on.
Pick it up.
Step lively. Whoa. Can't say the F word, Ralph.
You can't say that.
It was deserved. Don't get me wrong.
We're on radio here. There are laws in jail.
I've had an ass full of you this week.
I'm glad to see you
this weekend at all. We'll have two days without seeing each other, and then Monday we'll come back fresh and having spent the weekend apart.
Or live on the radio again Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right, let's talk about showbiz, shall we?
Sure.
Rob Pattinson? There's a rumor he is the reason behind Uma Thurman's breakup with her fiancé.
Oh!
How about that?
How do you feel about homosexuality?
Oh, come on. He's dreamy.
Yeah.
Oh. Uma Thurman was supposed to get married to a rich older dude.
Right.
And then that split up, mysteriously. And now all the rumor that Robert Pattinson is dating Uma Thurman.
Really?
No friggin' way.
Has surfaced. However... Really? Uma is denying it. In fact, she claims she's never even met Robert Pattinson.
Maybe she didn't. She just doesn't remember because he's a total zero.
He's so dull. So apparently nothing to that rumor. So if you hear it, whoever tells you that rumor, you have the right to punch them right in the face.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works. All right. John Stamos is a victim of blackmail.
What?
Why the male got to be black?
Apparently... A couple tried to extort money out of him by claiming they had information and photographs that would harm his reputation if they were released to the media.
Okay.
Stamos did the right thing and went directly to the FBI, and they quickly picked up Allison Koss and Scott Cipolla, the couple who were extorting Stamos from this money. Turns out the photos...
I'm sorry. This is a Sopranos episode we're talking about? What are we doing here?
No. This is a story I'm doing.
Okay. I heard those names. It just sounded like it might have been.
No, apparently the photos in question, John found out, were just him posing with his fans. He said they weren't even nude or anything. He couldn't quite understand it when the FBI finally picked him up.
This would be dangerous for you.
We'll show you our fans. So, apparently they're going to be brought up on charges this week.
That's not very good blackmail.
John said he's going to release the photos to the press himself once this is all over so people can see there was nothing to the story. But
the FBI!
Yeah!
I said FBI like 8 minutes ago.
I was waiting for my moment.
That was it.
That was a good choice. Really drove it home.
This Allison Koss, by the way, is hot. One of these blackmailers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw her mugshot. She's a hottie. I don't know why she's doing that. Speaking of hotties, Lady Gaga.
Oh, please. Take that back.
Being interviewed by Barbara Walters and admitted she's a little sexually confused. A little conflicted. While she says she's only been in love with men, she admits she has hooked up with many a woman.
Right.
That's the way it should work, right?
It says that she enjoys the time spent with women. However, it's dudes for her when it comes to the emotional part of her relationship.
Okay.
Just like Kevin.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Apparently
not.
This Tiger Woods story, I have pages and pages and pages of stories we could do.
Yes.
Everything from Rachel Uchitel, the first whore on the list, in negotiations with Playboy magazine to do a nude layout, all the way down to the latest information we got this morning from the Today Show. We talked to Jamie Jungers, the trashy lingerie girl, who said that Tiger brought her back to his house while his wife was away, and they shared their marital bed together. So.
Don't mention that whore to me.
Listen.
So there's that going on.
Nothing excuses his behavior. But shouldn't he have picked better than her? I mean, come on.
Jamie Jungers?
Yes.
She's one of the hotter ones from the list.
She
I don't know
is?
How many photos you've seen of the girls.
I just thought, couldn't he do better than that?
She is one of the more attractive ones.
Wow.
She's toward the top of the list.
Wow.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen them all.
The brunette porn star, the 39-year-old porn star?
Yeah. I've seen
her.
Like
a dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he's wrecked.
You are, in fact, a whore.
And I am not a fan of the remix. However, this one I could get behind. It's going to be produced by James Cameron. Now, Kevin, I know you don't know who James Cameron
is. I know who he is.
But he was a director. Did a famous movie called The Terminator.
Sure.
Also did The Abyss.
Sure, yeah. Are you the guy that directed The Abyss?
Yes.
That's pretty interesting.
Kevin couldn't care less. What does it take to impress you?
That is poorly edited.
Poorly edited. Never really happened.
Oh, it's edited well, but it's edited.
He's doing a remake of a 1966 science fiction film called Fantastic Voyage.
Oh,
I don't
great
know if you're
book
familiar with this story or not, but the premise is a high-ranking political figure has an inoperable clot in his brain that they can't get through with ordinary technology, with ordinary surgery.
Right.
So what they do is they find a team of scientists and they put them in a submarine and they have the technology to miniaturize the submarine and they inject the submarine into the guy's bloodstream. And they need to navigate their way through the body, get to the clot, destroy it with a laser in order to save his life. And they've got like an hour to do it.
So cool. So cool.
Awesome story.
That sounds cool.
Even the movie was good. Even the movie originally that they made had pretty good special effects for the time.
For the time. But yeah, with what they have now, what they could do with
incredible
that story, that would be tremendous. And so I'm actually looking forward to this. Apparently 20th Century Fox is going to be doing a remake and maybe doing it in 3D.
Wow.
Which would be that'd fantastic.
Be cool.
Yeah. So the best thing about the original film, though, was Raquel Welch in a suit.
Yeah.
Just like outside the submarine, beating off white blood cells that are attacking
her. Whoa, whoa, whoa. She was doing what to
and
them?
They liked it.
Beating off white blood cells.
Oh, I see.
That were attacking the sub because they thought it was a foreign body in the body, and it was trying to... I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to go bye-bye now. Today's celebrity birthday is Jermaine Jackson's 55 years old today. Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue is 51. Gary Dorden from CSI is 43 years old today. Actress and comedian Monique from The Parkers and Precious is 42. Most Def turns 36 years old today. Happy Hanukkah, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. The show's tomorrow night and Sunday night. You can see it at kevinandbean.com. Check that out. You can see every performance. And then we will see you back here on Monday morning. All new Kevin and Bean show with
what?
Joe Rogan in studio.
I can't hear you.
Joe Rogan in studio.
What? Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Orange?
What happened?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
First of all, don't be retarded.
Roll another one.
Want some poppers?
Just like the other one.
Oh, the whole gotta be black.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Yeah.
And I need another hit.
We also need to be affectionate, and you can see that with Barack and Michelle as well. They do a lot of touching, kissing, even fisting.
Oh, good for you!
Roll, 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 roll another one.
Chicks love Wayne Brown.
Just like the other one.
Like, that's a real thing.
This one seems to be about to end.
This is not tight.
And I don't have another sense.
You must set your tape recorders and stay up all night.
I don't want to guard that joint.
Really? Have you lost your mind?
Let's press it around.
I quit this bitch.
But don't want to guard that joint, my friend.
What happened?
Let's pass it on.
Cut, print, gay.
Heavenly Father, thank you for my amazing husband, who I love so much. Thank you for this meal. Thank you for my outfit. Thank you for everything you've done. In Jesus' name, amen.
This party is over. Unless you want to spend the next 3 months in detention, leave. Now.
Any idea where I can get a great big mission accomplished banner?
We've got to put a stop to this so that I can get out of here. See, I'm not built to work 5 days a week.
This cannot end well.
Go home and be with your family.
Why?
Because that's what people do.